You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clutch to fight.
Mike, this podcast, is this TSA?
No rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
You know what I have
I'm
to
sure
read?
I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how it all
I was with him last night.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough.
Back off.
No,
I was like,
it's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You guys are like a Puerto Rican couple.
I love
Yo, we're back.
Might I say on time?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why is he so hot?
Because
he's very
his bone
hot.
Structure.
It's that jawline.
Swedish and Irish blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There. Oh, now it's popping in.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of that mic. The sweet spot right here.
You took a little juice away from mine.
Listen. We didn't take juice away from yours.
Yeah, you took a lot of juice away from mine.
No, you got enough juice in that voice.
No, I like it to be really juicy.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Nah, you got it. Yeah. You know, we're gonna tone your juice down.
That's gross.
Island.
That was a three finger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was three fingers in the vajah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jay and I do the game of
give me two fingers.
Jay and I do the game of dog drinking water or wet pussy.
Hang on, let me see. Dog drinking
that's
water.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, give me the one. That is a dog
that sounds like
biting
Maggie
on a ball.
Simpson.
Yes! A dog biting on a ball.
Bobby. Yes. Oh man, that's so
give
good.
Me
to be,
give me another.
So good to be home.
That's a fat man putting sugar in his coffee. Oh, that's Mike. Sorry.
Oh, that sounds like smacking, like fucking.
Oh, man!
Yeah. It's like hypnotizing.
Wait a minute, I gotta turn my headphones up. Give me one more. That's a dog licking out of a bowl.
Yes, that is.
That's
and
great.
It's a porcelain bowl. I would give you full credit.
Yes, well, I mean, it's a dog. I had to go for a second one. Yeah. Now give me one more. That's finger fucking.
Yeah.
Get in there, pussy.
Yeah.
Two fingers. Oh. That's come here. And she goes, and her back arches, and your fingers get caught in there on those bumps.
No. That's Japanese anime cum.
Yeah.
Tentacle porn. You guys aren't into it? Whatever, nerds.
We're not nerds.
Whatever,
that's
dorks.
Why we're not into it.
Whatever. It mixes drawing and sex. It's the coolest.
I actually do. I've jerked off to anime porn. Not proud of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
One time, one of the...
I like the big titties.
Yeah.
They're too... I mean, listen. I'm a big tit guy. You're talking to the king of big tit guy.
Are you really a big tit guy?
Oh, man. All day, or day.
Fake titties?
Yeah.
Now, would you rather a fake titty or a nice real titty?
Oh, nice real titty.
Nice real, yeah.
Natural.
Now, would you like a real titty in her 20s or real titty in her, like, 40s?
Why would you 20s. Ever compare that?
I don't know.
Would you like, would you like a apple when it's ripe or when it's been on the vine too long?
I'll make sure I tell Dawn that. She's 46 this
listen,
August.
Listen, I'm sure she has wonderful tits, but you're going to compare her? Listen, you can't walk me into this. You can't walk me into this, but a young, supple, mid-20s titty. Come on.
Wow, Jesus. Well, I actually have always been a big fan of...
That's how hot this mic is. It picked up the...
It sounds like you're wearing a suit with ice in it. A plastic suit filled with ice.
Where I like an old titty. I like a MILF titty.
You like MILF titties now. I get MILF titties. I'm fine with them.
I like a nice, like a little droop in them.
Yeah.
Big areola, like a light switch.
Okay. I like a good heavy mid-30s tit.
Yeah, I do too.
Like a heavy one, though.
I'm not a big fan of young... perky titties.
Now, me and Joe List have had this argument since the beginning of our friendship.
Really?
Where he thinks I'm stupid because I like big tits. He's like they don't age well. I'm like, and he's like, he likes small titties.
What if they're big but they're perky?
That's I mean, yeah, what do we say? I don't know. That's the greatest.
Yeah,
what,
it is.
They'd be like, oh, what if you were rich and happy? Probably that'd be great. That's a mix of both worlds.
I don't know. I like a little droop. I like a little.
Oh,
I like
man.
To pick them up and have like Patrice used to say. You pick them up and let them hang.
Yeah, but that's, I like weight. That's a different way to describe it. I like a heavy, I like a heavy-chested woman.
I like when you're fucking and they go different directions.
Oh, yeah. Like I like when they get on the wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we found our place where we agree.
Woo! I love that.
big titties and the motion of water.
I like a big titty.
Yeah. I think that's why guys like big butts, because the big butts.
Not a fan of a big butt.
No.
I like a big butt. I would prefer a big, large chest.
I don't like a big butt. I like a nice small bum. I like a nice
small
little,
butt,
like a redneck ass.
I like a butt at all. If it's like this wall, I don't like it.
Have you ever looked up disappointing asses online? It's so gross because they're just look like a little. I have such a gross butt that I know. I'm like, oh man, I'm all front.
Yeah.
Now, let me go real quick into laughable.com. Let's promote these things real quick. I want to go and pull up. You can
right
pull
back
up.
To butts.
Yeah, go back. Pull up. There's the logo. But go laughable.com is the greatest app in the world if you like podcasts. Make sure you go and download their app on iTunes on the App Store for iOS. If you like podcasting, this is the app to get. We are a big fan of that company because they support all of us, not just me, every single podcast out there doing this racket. They are behind and trying to promote, and you can buy tickets to some of your favorite comics. I mean, there's so many functionalities of this app that you're going to love it. If you love podcasting, laughable.com, get that app or download it today. And also, I want to thank everybody on this tour I did. I actually got to see Joe List this weekend.
I saw that. I was jealous.
Well, we did Michigan. We did Kalamazoo. Then we went to Fort Wayne to the Tiger Room, which was the shit. I mean, just a fucking great room.
How did you flew into where?
I flew into Detroit.
Okay.
Drove to Kalamazoo.
Okay.
We did the Shakespeare's. It was a good show.
Yeah.
Great crowd. No, they were great. The fans were great. Awesome motherfuckers came out. You know, it was Thursday night, you know, Kalamazoo. But a lot of motherfucking YKWD fans showed up. It was great. Friday night was Fort Wayne, Tiger Room, like all these hipster places, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not really my thing, but I brought all my fans to these fucking crazy places, which was pretty funny to see. I mean, you know, the whole bar staff looked like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh, that's great.
You know what I mean?
I just got a coffee from a place
like
that.
Yeah, they all look like Gabby with beards. You know what I mean?
That.
Beautiful hair. Hair dudes.
Just good angular face with just, nice wispy blonde hair.
A long
beard.
See
them flip it while they're making a screwdriver.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And but the room was just tight.
Yeah.
I mean, beautiful fucking.
Well, a lot of these rock rooms are great. They're perfectly built for comedy.
This room, insane. Crowd was fucking nuts. And then the ant, Planet Ant in Hamamatrek.
That sounds made up.
No, it's Hamtramck. What is it?
Hamtramck.
Hamtramck?
Fucking great room, too. We pulled up. There's one. It's a little purple house, and we pulled up to it, and there was nothing. I was like, what the fuck? In the ghetto. Okay, I'm just going to say it.
Okay. I don't know why I had to say it like a mom.
Well, because it's in the ghetto.
I'm going to say it. It was a bad neighborhood.
Buddy, we pulled up.
And
like,
I wish it wasn't, but it was.
It's actually an old school that they took over, and it's a rock venue.
That's such a hipster way of doing it.
That's the purple building, but it's the other building.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Well, that's not. That did not to me, it didn't. Because my name was nowhere, and I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Go to the other one. There's a bigger venue. But it was great. Fucking insane. I had the guy who owns Dum Dum Lollipops, I guess.
Yeah.
Showed up.
Wait, really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Like, is that a family thing? Because that's been around for decades.
Sweetest guy in the world. Showed up.
Yeah, he's got Dum Dum money.
Well, he got me a shirt.
He's got dumb money.
He got me a shirt and he handed it to me. It said Dum Dum. I'm like, was this me and Rich Voss's show?
Yeah.
Sirius Satellite Radio? What? Is that? I'm kidding. Listen,
is that what you guys are going for?
I don't know.
Dum Dum?
That should happen.
I
want to get back to this Dum Dum money. How much has he got?
I don't know, but
a couple hundred mil.
Can we
look
guess
up his value?
Yeah, can we guess first?
I would say he's worth $100 million.
No. The Dum Dum guys,
dude, Dum Dums are fucking everywhere, and Gabby knows money, and she's looking at me like I've made a mistake.
I'm gonna say $213 million,
but I've never paid for a Dum Dum. It's always been free somewhere.
It's a lot of free dentist.
Yeah, but like
office.
Dentist places pay for it, like places to have.
Yeah,
it
but you can buy 500 of them for 99 cents.
Yeah, but imagine how much they cost to make. week.
That's it right there. That's the hall I was playing.
Oh, that's awesome.
That looks
oh,
nice.
Dude, it was fucking jamming. What a great little place. Comics were all great too, which I was very excited about. Sometimes the comics can stink. Mm. They were all fucking great. Every show. And my man Aaron was putting them. He was good. Went for a nice massage.
Oh, dude, I swear to God, I thought you just were having like, a stroke. Fucking breakout. Like, put him. I go, is he do that now? When did he start doing that,
he
Gabby?
He does that now. Yeah,
okay,
I
haven't been back in a while. Is
it's
he okay?
Every day.
Putting him. Anyways, what's going on? Let's do plugs. Putting them.
Yeah, this was a great little venue. So it was a fun little tour. We stopped in Ann Arbor.
Great.
And hung out with little Joey List. I did an insane one-on-one with Joe. For my Patreon, my channel on Patreon.
Nice.
Was this before or after he got his wisdom teeth out?
Well, this was before. This was this weekend.
Yeah, because he got his wisdom teeth out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday. Yeah. So we were in Ann Arbor. He was playing that club. Well, I mean, there was a cigar place 2 seconds down the street from his. I mean, it was fucking awesome. We had a great podcast.
That's really taking up all of his mouth, huh?
Yeah.
And that, yeah, it did. I picked those. Those are called, Long Live the Kings. 6x60s.
What does
actually,
that mean?
That's the
what
size.
6x60 mean?
6 inches long, 60 ring gauge.
Thick cut.
And that was literally the size of Joe's
you
mouth.
Size coin.
I actually saw blood on the cigar.
Yeah. Like,
he tore his mouth.
He was like, a Heath Ledger in fucking Dark Knight. He's like, do you want to know how I got these fucking scars? Bobby gave me too big of a fucking cigar. I was born with a small mouth. I fucking blink a lot. He didn't blink a lot since he quit drinking. My Joe List impression has to be updated.
Look at that. That fits in my mouth perfect.
Yeah, it does.
Wow, that's like too small for my fag mouth.
Yeah. Rattling around.
I should suck a microphone.
How many cigars do you smoke a day?
7.
Jesus.
No, I don't.
What are you, George Burns?
That's crazy.
Who fucking smoked 7 cigarettes?
I actually went to the hospital yesterday. I was in the, what was it called?
Emergency room?
No, you fuck. I had to go get upper and...
Endoscopy. Dude, how great is that fucking... Did they put you under?
Dude, it's one
what
of the,
is that?
I'm a recovering alcoholic.
I know
drug
you are.
Addict, so I'm going to just say that first.
I know you are. And how, when you wake up from that thing, you're like, please suck my dick right now. I feel so great.
But I didn't feel... Well, first of all, I'm in the room with all old people, which was freaking me out.
And they're all gassy.
Oh, but all you hear is, can you please get my socks?
I killed Koreans in the 50s. No one talks about it.
My vagina might smell, young man.
My daughter married a Negro.
I had my medication with a sip of water this morning.
Am I in trouble? Are you going to hit me on my knuckles?
Do you have anybody but a Spanish man that can help me?
My Filipino nurse asks me to die every day.
Is that a man or a woman over
dude,
there?
I got the first endoscopy I've ever got done was when I had no insurance, and it was at Bellevue. And they
what?
Don't. Yeah, they don't put you all the way under.
What is this?
But
what is
an endoscopy? Is they put a tube down your throat to go into your stomach to a camera to see what's going on with your lower esophagus in your stomach.
Not esophagus.
You're, I mean,
and
yeah,
you
your
get
esophagus
it with no insurance.
Upper intestine,
not your lower esophagus.
Well, that's why my doctor did it, to see my lower esophagus.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, because he wanted to see if there was damage from my acid reflux.
Well, that's what me too. I've had acid reflux for like 10 years.
Me too, yeah.
And so they just, look, you don't really need to do it. Just stop fucking eating late at night. Don't eat
everything.
Spicy foods.
Oh, God, it's so good.
The esophagus is part of the upper digestive tract. It's part of it. So.
The upper digestive tract?
Upper digestive
tract. If you were my doctor, I would walk out right now. I don't trust this guy.
It's actually a part of the upper digestive tract.
Mr. Smarty Pants got a little too excited with his right answer. And
That's why we raise our hands here.
Hey, stop. Take a breath.
But Bellevue, they don't put you all the way under. They just locally sedate you, and then you just kind of have to deal with it, which is a lot of this. You going when they're pushing the tube down, but you're half awake, so you're just kind of like. Aah. But this guy was on his side, and it's like
what does it sound? That's a woman getting. That's a girl getting fingered in her asshole.
Wrong.
For the first
it
time.
Is a cow giving birth.
Okay. Sorry.
This guy was on his side, and he's like, "Oh, I'm in so much pain." And the nurse was like, "This Jamaican lady." She's like, "Just let it out. Just let it out. Just let it out." Okay, hold on, honey. I'm gonna rub your side. And he's here.
Oh my God.
And I started laughing because it was the longest fart I've, the longest beginning to end fart I've ever heard. And this guy was so miserable. He's like,
That sounds awesome.
It didn't help.
All my farts are like that. They hurt, and then as soon as I release it, it feels so good.
So you're going to have to get a colonoscopy, which is the opposite. That's where they stick a tube up your
butt. That's a lower.
Yeah.
Endoscopy.
No, it's a colonoscopy.
That's a colonoscopy. Yeah.
That's called a colonoscopy. But when I got an endoscopy recently with insurance, they put you down on that sweet, sweet sleep. Buddy. That's the shit that killed Michael Jackson.
This is what he said to me. The Asian guy came in. This lovely Asian guy came in. He goes, first of all, too, hospitals are so multicultural.
It is.
I mean, if you ever want to see how the world really is, there's every fucking race. I mean, everybody's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, black, white, Mexican, Asian, trans.
That's why I think it's going to be, trans. If you're like super racist.
Nurse.
You're super racist, like how do you go to the hospital?
You can't. Yeah.
Don't touch me. Not you. What are you?
Unless it's, I mean, I suppose down south maybe, but this, I mean, I was looking around like kind of like, this is nice. This is like,
and then you go, don't touch me.
Just a bunch of old white lady going, oh God, what happened to America?
Who are these people?
It used to be all white women with hats.
I miss this candy striper.
He goes like this. I'm going to either put you under. I have to put your brain to sleep and then your body to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because your brain goes out, no problem. Your body, if I don't put it out, you're going to gag.
I was doing at Bellevue.
He says, or I could just spray your throat with this crazy spray that numbs your throat. And he goes, that's safer and I'd rather do that. I go, I'm with you. I don't want to go. I don't want brain sleep and then bodies. I don't want double you sleep, right? Especially being this heavy. So he goes, fine. He comes in with this. I mean, it looks military, this can. It's a yellow can with a metal hose.
It was just WD-40.
Yeah.
He sprayed into your mouth.
He goes, hey, guys, I just convinced the guy in room 37 to let me WD-40 his throat. You guys want to watch? They're like, see? They're a bunch of different cultures.
Yeah. You can tell these idiots anything.
Yeah.
He sprayed it in my throat, and it fucking tastes. It tasted like WD-40. It was one of the worst things I've ever tasted in my life. And I didn't want to gag. I didn't want to be that guy. You know, so I took it and I swallowed it. Mm. And he's like, it tastes bad. And they're like, yeah. Mm. Then he goes, two more. I go, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
So he sprayed it again. My throat's fucking, it feels like I have a walnut in my throat.
Yeah.
But it's not. He goes, it's not there.
Yeah.
I swear. I'm like, dude, he goes, it's not there. You're going to feel that. They bring me in. They put me on my side. They prop up. I don't know if there's anything more comfortable in the world for me than to be propped up.
Oh, especially the way they do it for an endoscopy, because what they do is they have to put you on your side.
Yes.
And then they get it where your like back is supported.
They got like,
but then they tell you, when they make you move your legs up, like at the fetal position, you're like, oh, this is awesome.
There was like this beautiful black, she had beautiful, she was so chocolatey beautiful, this woman. I mean, short, she had her afro really short. It's like, oh, I was so attracted to her. And she had such a, she looks tight.
You're all fucked up on drugs. You're like,
are you from Wakanda?
She goes, what?
I went, my king.
She goes, motherfucker, I'm from Orange, New Jersey. Get the fuck out of here.
So she goes, she's propping me up, just this tubby fuck.
Yeah.
And I can feel my mass being supported by these pills. And she tapped my shoulder. She goes, okay, baby. She called me baby.
Oh, I love that. I've fallen in love with so many women right before I've been put under drugs. I go, who are you? And I wake up and I'm like, nah.
She's like, okay, baby. And I went, huh? And then I was fucking out.
Whoa.
And then I literally just woke up in the other room.
Yeah.
And I don't do drugs. I don't want to ever do drugs. But I understand why people do them.
Hell yeah.
I understand why they do psychedelic or those type of things where you just say, I mean, I understand why Michael Jackson.
I mean,
because like, if you can't sleep and then someone goes, yo, dude, come here for a second, sit out. and you wake up 2 days later and you like feel great.
Do you understand that I had the actual drug? They didn't spray me. They gave me the actual drug that they gave Michael Jackson to put
him
to
sleep. I got that.
You got that.
Well, that's the, they do it twice. They do, like I said, they put your brain to sleep first.
Okay. And that's then, what that is the Michael Jackson drug?
Well, that's the, yeah, that's where your brain is asleep and you can just go out. And then the other one is they put your body to sleep so you don't feel anything.
So you did the spray.
They just give you more of it.
So you just did the spray and the Michael Jackson drug
did,
for your brain.
I did the shut my fucking brain down.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And then spray my neck. Because if you have to go even further with the drug to shut the body down.
When I came out from my endoscopy and I woke up and the lady was right there, she goes, "You're all done." I go, "Can I have more of that?" And she goes, "No." And she goes, "But I get why." She goes, "A lot of people ask," and I go, "This is the greatest I've ever felt in my life." And she's like,
"It's crazy."
Yeah. She goes, "This is what Michael Jackson died of." That's the first thing she said to me, where I was like, "He's the king of pop." Oh God, he's got the best drugs.
How did he die?
The doctor kept giving it to him, and then he got too much and he died.
They thought it was personal murder. Doctor.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I know, man, because just the right amount and you feel good as gold.
It sucks that they, that just
I'm
sucks.
So glad that shit's not readily available. I'm so glad that shit's not readily available. I loved it.
What about when they invent like cryo sleep? Are you going to do that?
No.
Well, why? Like freezing?
Like no, Walt yeah, Disney? Like when you
like wake up in 400 years?
Like Avatar shit. Yeah,
no,
like
when you fuck that wake shit, because all my friends are going to be dead.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up and make new friends. Wake up and you're like, "Who are you?" And they're like, "You've been asleep for 400 years." I'm like, just
I don't even
want to
wake up
it.
Tomorrow making new friends.
Yeah. If I woke up next week and they're like, "You have to make all new friends," I'd be like, "This is dumb."
I would be the happiest man on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I had a fucking boss call me. "We should do a tour." We should now me and you.
I like Voss Chipperson.
There's another one.
I like Rich Chipperson.
Chip is dead.
Yeah, it was.
I hope somebody has that character like already done, and they sue him. Like he just.
For
just
likeness?
Just coincidentally. Where he can't do.
Like a Zeppelin song?
Yeah, like
where they're like, pretty close.
Yeah, and he gets sued for millions.
Were you aware of Greg Gregerson? It's a popular 80s character.
Greg Gregerson?
Where he was a teacher that tried to make jokes to appeals to students.
And there was a puppet that came up through the window every once in a while. What's that? Yeah. And he was trying to teach.
But he had a lateral lisp.
Yeah.
So it's different. Yeah. But we're going to sue you.
Yeah.
For artistic infringement.
So anyways, I did that yesterday. Clean bill of health, thank God. Here's the weird part, though.
How good does it feel when you get the clean bill of health? You're almost like, I'm going to go fuck some shit up.
No, mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Here's the problem, dude. Being a... no one is in this room is going to relate to anything we're about to say.
When you're married and you got a kid, you get your clean bill of health and you think, I got another good thing. And then, dude, and then you guys don't know, you're single.
Right. I'm spending all my money on me, baby.
It's so hard being a fucking parent.
Yeah.
It's almost mind boggling because I had to go to this place. I had to get an Uber to the place.
Yeah.
And then Uber back by myself.
Yeah, because I'm surprised they let you leave by yourself.
You just sign a paper.
Really?
Yeah.
Vecchione got me the last. I'm 34, and I still had to get.
Once you hit your 40s,
it would be funny to get the Uber guy to pretend he's like your 40, uncle.
40 is second, is next level adult.
Okay.
In your 30s, you're an adult.
Yeah.
Considered an adult.
Still kind of a kid.
40s is like real adult.
I'll agree with that. The first time I got the endoscopy at Bellevue, they were like, when I came in, they're like, "Who's picking you up?" I'm like, "No one's picking me up. You guys aren't giving me any." They're like, "We're giving you local anesthesia." I was like, "So? I'll walk home. I'm an alcoholic. I'm fine. I'll probably go get a beer after this." And they were like, "No, you cannot leave until you get someone." And Schumer came to get me.
So, Amy.
Yeah, Amy Schumer. I called her. I'm like, "Hey, can you come get me?" She's like, "Yeah, sure."
This before she was famous.
Yeah, way. But I mean, yeah. You think she'd do it now? Actually, now she'd probably send an assistant. Yeah, would probably be better.
I bet you don't even have a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. She won't definitely answer a text. I'm like, "Amy, I need you. I'm at the hospital." She'd be like, "Deleted." She was famous.
Have you ever done that with famous people on your phone? Like, yeah, I have Kevin Hart's number, and I call it once in a while.
Really?
Yeah. I just see if
I should do that with Damian Lewis. Just go, "Hi."
Do you say anything or you just breathe into it?
Nobody picks up.
Hey,
I'll call it right now.
Yeah. Dude, I want Kev to pick up so bad.
I hope it goes to voicemail and it just says his number
on
the air.
This number has been blocked.
Yeah.
You've been blocked from reaching out to this number.
But it does it in Kevin Hart's voice.
Man!
I can't hear it.
Oh, bap, bap.
Yep, there you go.
The number you dialed is not a working number.
Oh, well, there you go. I got rid of that number.
I think that changed. But yes, this is way before Schumer's famous.
Ah, shit.
And I'm like, hey, can you come get me at the hospital? She's like, yeah, I'll come pick you up. I'm nearby. I'll come. So I wake up. And this is local anesthesia. I'm not as fucked up as I was for the second one.
Yeah.
But I wake up like kind of confused, and I'm like, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. So I find my clothes. I find the bucket of my shit under the bed.
Yeah.
So I just put my clothes on, and I just walk out. And then my phone is ringing, like, nonstop, yeah. And it's Schumer. Yeah. And she's like, where the fuck are you? Right. I'm at the hospital. They're freaking out. You walked out. And I was like, oh, I guess I am kind of fucked up. I'm in the main hallway. And she goes, you have to get back up here. They're freaking out. I walked in. And Schumer looks at me like, what the fuck are you doing? I walked in. I was like, I almost got all the way out of here.
It's funny about Bellevue, too, because they have like a whole theme where it looks like a subway.
Yes.
So that's where I was walking.
I was walking under the E and the F thing where I was like, oh, all right, later. Hold that hole.
I woke up. I've had surgery before. One time I woke up, and the guy, you can tell he's not a good anesthesiologist.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, he nailed it.
Nice. Yeah, that was great. Dude,
stuck good. The landing. There, yeah. Hold it. Ten. Hold it, Carrie Strode.
Wow. Woohoo. Mushmouth never gets those. I deserve it.
You do. You've earned it.
I remember I came out once, and you could tell they're bad because you come out fucked up. And I came out one time. And I was really grasping for reality. Like, I was like, I want.
And you were like the little kid in the back after the dentist, where he's like, is it going to be like this forever?
Yeah. I was saying some weird shit.
That little kid makes me laugh. That kid's going to be such a drug addict when he grows up.
I know. Yeah, that I do love that. I mean, that part fucked me up. But when I woke up yesterday, he was good because I woke up like this.
Hi. Did you wake up like you woke up next to a girl? You go,
yeah.
What did we do last night?
In the morning.
I felt like I was on. I felt
do
like
wanna,
I was.
You want to get some eggs?
I felt like I was on a hammock in Aruba as the sun was going down. After I just got blown by some random girl, and then but then I saw Dawn and Max walking up, and they didn't see it.
Yeah,
like they.
You did the old.
Hey guys.
You did the old
hey
school
guys.
With Frank.
I love you too.
When Frank gets the dart in his neck.
Yeah.
And she's like, I miss you, Frank. Come back to me. He goes, come back. And then he wakes up, he's kissing Stifler. I was telling Joe this story the other day. When I got my wisdom teeth pulled, I got drunk the night before because I was 20 and an asshole.
Yeah.
And I woke up out of surgery, and my mouth was just packed with gauze.
Yeah.
And I woke up, and I was like, and I walked to the sink and spit blood into the sink.
Ugh.
And then I turned around, I looked in the nurse and made a motion like smoking weed. And I go, how long till I can, like that? And she goes, give it a week. Like disappointed in me.
I'm such a fucking animal. I got all four impacted wisdom teeth taken out at one time.
That's what I did.
Yeah,
so did I. Yeah.
I did not take the drugs after.
Why?
Because I was recovering alcoholic.
Okay.
And in
that.
But in the program they say if you need to take drugs, take them.
So you just sat with the pain?
The 2 days. Oof. I was like, I want to do Tylenol. Fucking moron. Moron. I sat in my grandmother's basement. Oof. In the basement, and they made it into a room. It was like a guy room.
Yeah.
But it was still just a musty, wet, smelled like old
unfinished?
Lady vagina.
Was it unfinished?
It had stuff.
Mostly?
It was like a old grandfather's basement room, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sitting down there in a chair, fucking bleeding from the mouth. I had to put a towel around, a huge towel around
like
my neck.
Like one of those dentist bibs?
No, a huge towel around my neck. I literally described it before you said that.
Oh. I said, a huge towel.
And he goes, like
an apron.
A dentist bib?
An apron?
No, it's a huge towel.
So like a small piece of Bounty.
No. It's a huge towel.
Like a napkin.
No. It's a huge towel.
Okay. You're not going to go the way I want to go. We'd be the worst two-man improv team.
Guys,
it's real late at night. He goes, but the sun's up.
I literally said, it's a huge towel.
Fuck face.
Like a dentist bib.
Yeah.
No, not even.
So
I'm sitting there. I drooled for 2 days.
Yeah.
Because if I swallowed, it hurt so bad and I was bleeding. So I sat there in a chair with a towel on and I would just let the drool of rivers.
Your grandma's like,
you want to see my fucking retarded grandson? Fucking come down here. He's just drooling on a towel. It's blood and spit.
Drool of Rivers sounds like a great band album.
Yeah. Drool of River?
Yeah. Drool of Rivers.
It was bad. It hurt so bad. I fucked up. I fucked up.
Yeah, my mom fucked up when I got my wisdom teeth pulled, and she was supposed to get my medication on her way home from work because my friend just drove me home and I went to sleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up at like 5:30, and my mom just has a cocktail and she's watching the news. And I wake up, I wake up on the couch like this. And my mom goes, "Oh fuck, I forgot the pain pills." I remember her putting her drink down on the side table, like, "I'll be right back. I'm so sorry." That's I was great. Like,
"Oh." Well, oh, we haven't introduced you.
Who, me?
Wow, Mike, good catch.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well,
let's introduce Mike. You introduce fun. Everybody. Well, Gabby, introduce everybody. Go ahead.
I haven't been quiet. I've been talking.
Mike.
He said fucking.
I said a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, compared to about Dan. The napkin. Dan, of course, he's not going to talk as much as Dan. Yeah. Dan is, I literally.
Exactly. I grew up in this house. Yeah. This is my house. I came home and fling my backpack on the couch.
So from Billions, the Bonfire, YKWD, regular, Dan Soder.
Dan Soder.
Yeah. And from the Stupid Little Podcast.
Hey.
Brendan Zegelow.
That is my podcast. Yeah.
I like that. That's a good name.
Thank you.
Stupid Little Podcast.
It's cute.
It is cute. Anyways. All right. Well. I got to do a little. Do I have to do this ad now? Oh, no.
Yeah, let's do the ad.
Yeah,
I get to find out if Vecchione is afraid of DVR because I'm trying to get him to DVR the Andre the Giant documentary tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But when I tell Vecchione to DVR stuff, he fucking locks up.
Why?
Because he doesn't understand technology.
Button.
Oh, I know.
It's a red button.
But I bought a new TV and he doesn't know how to get to the cable box now.
But TVs haven't advanced that
Bobby,
much.
Bobby, you and I get it.
No, me, you, and everybody else on the planet get it.
Hey, we're just a couple technologically
savvy.
Anyways, I have, excuse me very much. I'm sorry about this gas.
Okay.
Do you want a gas axe?
No, do you want one of us
I know what you gotta do is
rub your
you know
head.
Why you got gas?
Oh, Jesus. All five of you, shut the fuck up.
What do you need? What do you need?
I gotta stop being a fat fuck.
No, you're not breathing correctly.
No, you take 3 gas axe a day.
I'm not
That's
taking
it.
Gas X. I breathe
I got
correctly.
You.
Gas X.
Does that make you fart or make
Guys,
you burn?
Guys, don't worry.
What are you dating? Fucking Mike Feeney? What is that shit?
Did you just?
What is
I
that
throw
shit?
It and you catch it.
Oh my God!
I saw a guy recently on the train, and I'm not. He won't be named on this podcast.
Yeah.
But when I was saying goodbye to him, he shook my hand and winked, and I went, "Don't ever do that." But it came out of me so naturally.
So you saw Mike Feeney on the train.
He goes, "All right." He goes, "All right. I'll see you." He goes, "All right, dude. Good seeing you. I'll see you later." And he goes. Like that, and I go, don't ever do that.
Please tell me who it is.
I really can't.
What's his initial?
I'm not friends with him.
What's his initial?
DT. You don't know
DT.
Him. I guarantee you don't know him.
Black guy?
No, white dude. He did it, and I brought it up. I brought it up.
You're lying. You're lying.
I'm solving it. You're lying.
It's definitely a white dude.
Hang on. DT does not exist.
Yeah,
DT,
there's no...
I swear to God, DT exists, because when I was walking over to...
All right, whisper it to me.
There's cameras here. I'll tell you who it is. It's a real fucking person. I swear to God, it's a real person.
We just put subtitles at the bottom.
Yeah, why did you become the dumbest person I know? You went into the camera. Oh,
you don't know him. I guarantee you don't know him. He's a lower level comic.
All right, Danny LaBelle.
No, I like Danny LaBelle.
Oh, well, that's what you
and I would have and I would have made fun of Danny LaBelle if he would have done that publicly, but I didn't. Anyways, I'm sorry to sidetrack.
Here's the thing that I am very interested in. Have you ever tried online dating, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried app dating.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened with it?
Well, I'm single, so.
Well, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, random matches. You just get matched with people you don't even know.
Yeah, that's the whole point, dude.
Yeah, no, I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah, would you get matched with people you know?
No.
This is your cousin.
Guys.
Why did they just match me with Mrs. Sukel, my third-grade teacher? Also, she's on the market.
Let me finish. First of all, both of you. All right, you fucking Lucy and fucking Desi.
Oh, thank you.
Was it Desi?
You didn't let me finish. There was a pause. That was a dramatic pause. You don't even know spiritually.
Oh.
Like,
You're not even involved. You're not even in the same ballpark spiritually or mechanically.
Are you are you recruiting us for a sex cult?
Yeah.
You go, what if I told you give me all your money and you can find paradise?
Listen, he, honest to God, if you do it, all these other ones are like, I see these kids, I know people, like Stavi Baby's on a swipe.
Stavi Baby's a sexual icon on Instagram.
He's just a crazy person. But, you know, you're out there trying to get something. Some people aren't trying to do that. Some people are trying to meet and have a meaningful relationship.
Connect.
Find real people.
Connect.
Real matches with eHarmony right now.
Of course.
That's great.
That's a good Alan, right?
That's a great
Tell
Alan.
Tell Joe List to suck my dick, because he's
Joe does a good one too.
We're doing the read,
of course.
Oh yeah, let's rein it in.
This is how you make reads good.
I know. Well, not really. I have to read the read for it to be good.
And then have Alan here, of course.
Yeah, but I don't need two Alans.
Yes.
Can I just take?
Can we
one?
Have an Alan off?
Yeah, Alan, yeah. Alan threesome.
Can I do the read?
Of course. Do it.
Oh, I was going to let you do the read. Because you're a bummer.
Yeah, you don't talk.
Of course.
Oh, okay. I was under pressure.
He's not Alan.
Listen, here's the deal. You never thought you'd meet somebody online that was so compatible. And these people are unbelievable. Okay? eHarmony takes steps that others don't.
I was trying not to say anything, but let me just I want to see where you bail.
Can I see this? Of the read, course.
But you've seen the success stories from eHarmony, real people finding real matches with eHarmony. We never thought we'd meet someone online that was so compatible.
Yeah, let me see that.
We were so grateful, and we were able to find each other. That's from Lisa and Mark.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Listen.
Don't settle for anything
I was
less.
Trying to read without my glasses.
That's where you got in trouble, dude.
And I'm trying to fight the fact...
Dude,
this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to fight the fact that I can't read.
Yeah, because eHarmony is built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships, not a shallow hookup site. They've helped over 1 million people find their perfect match.
Yes.
eHarmony brings compatible people.
Compatible. Give it to John. Read it again, please.
Wait, where'd you go? Where were you off?
I can't read. You're nervous.
Where is it?
Right down there.
Okay. There are plenty of hookup sites out there, and this is not what they are.
Give it to me.
Can I try one more?
No, you can't.
Give me this. We don't want to lose them.
Yeah, no, there are plenty of hookups. Where were you taking?
we're all just keep saying the same thing. There's so many hookup sites.
No, there really is. eHarmony takes steps that other dating sites don't, okay? In order to find your more compatible match. eHarmony, it's the number one trusted dating site app based on a 2018 survey. Of 16,000 U.S. singles? Oh, my God. Based on a 2008 survey of 1,600 U.S. singles. There you go. I don't know what that means. Why is it two? Survey of 1,616 U.S. singles. Read that. You should be reading these and making sure there's no typos. Is that a typo, Michael?
Survey of 1,616 U.S. singles based on a 2018 survey of 1,600 U.S. singles.
What does that mean? That's a typo,
is
right?
Is there a typo, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Read these and go through these. Beforehand, so I don't look like a freaking moron.
You look great, dude. You look great. I'm going to sign up for eHarmony.
Stop.
There he is. All the way down.
That's what I'm trying to teach my kid. Stop. Okay, here we go. Right now, my listeners, this is where we should get to. eHarmony doesn't mess around. If you're really looking for a meaningful relationship, this is the app to go. Forget the other hookup places. Forget the other hookup sites. eHarmony has proven itself year after year. They're the first ones to do it right, and they're still the ones doing it right. Right now, my listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for 3 months subscription with the code word DUDE. That's D-U-D-E at checkout. Okay, stop watching. Watch it, waiting, and start your journey right now to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps. Sure, you can have fun swiping people's whole lives away like a serial killer. But when you're ready to fall in love with somebody and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love. And that's eHarmony.com. See how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today. Enter my code DUDE. At checkout. I really pulled it off at the end.
Yeah, that was great. That was
amazing.
Great. That was really good.
Yeah, we're going to just go through the...
great.
One typo. Here's the thing. One typo, I'm fucked up.
You know the Uber...
I go off the rails.
Jay and I lost our Uber sponsorship.
Excuse me.
I don't care.
Why?
Because we were saying that you could become an Uber driver and kidnap your child. and then drive them across country lines.
Yeah.
And then they wrote us an email that were like, you can't say this stuff. And then we read on air what they said we couldn't say, and then we were dumb.
Yeah, that's usually the way it works. Yeah.
So we lost them as a sponsor.
That's bad.
I just want to say I still take Uber.
That's all right. You still Lyft, Juno. You got tons.
Juno. Mm-hmm.
Juno the movie?
Now there's a new
pregnant teenage girl
driving
around.
She drives me around.
That's pretty awesome.
It's just a smart Jewish guy that picks you up.
Yeah. Juno! Oh. Juno. Okay.
Did you know?
That was pretty corny, but I pulled it off.
But it was good.
That makes me laugh.
We all know
we have a special guest coming in. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. What's up, Michael? Oh, let's check this out. Yes, April, I love it. Comedy Cellar Vegas is open. You guys, go to the website. Check this out. Steve Byrne, the 11th. That's Wednesday. This Wednesday, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Judah Friedlander, the 18th, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And then we have Dov Davidoff, the 25th of April. This month, they're the shows start on Wednesday. These guys are headlining on Wednesday night, two shows. Make sure you go check them out. And also, for the rest of the week, they're sending the comics from the cellar down there. Every single show is off the fucking chain. So go to comedycellar.com right now for tickets. It's an amazing lineup. Every single show. Comedy, crappy comedy in Vegas is a thing of the past. Comedy Cellar is making that happen. You got Emmy Blotnick. You got Julian McCullough, Emma Willman. Willman and Greer Barnes. That show right there, that's a show on a Saturday night at the Cellar.
That's the show.
Right there. So go to ComedyCellar.com. You go to other shows. I swear, go to Vegas. Go to the other shows. If you see a better show than the Vegas, I'll give you money back.
There it is. He just said it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I saw Chris Angel in Vegas, and it was like not even close to being sold out. So it's just like this weird dude doing magic for like six people.
Wait, seriously?
What was this?
I was 21.
What's the segue?
The segue is to our next guest. We have a magician coming in a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a negative segue.
Oh, so this one's going to be much better.
I didn't even mean... He was saying
that this show is a much better show than going to see Chris Angel. It's not great.
I don't
think
he said that, though.
I'm trying to fix it, Bobby.
I could fix it.
A little clap back.
I don't need any help here.
No, you do. I literally went from greatest shows ever, and you went, I went and saw Chris Angel, and it was empty.
I did say it like a kindergartner.
What the fuck is that?
I saw Chris Angel, and it wasn't good.
Make sure you go to my... I want to thank... Who am I thanking? What's his name?
It's on the plaque.
Oh, check it out. Sorry, guys. It wasn't on. That's why. I thought this should be on, but I forgot about this. They got me a little device here on the computer, so like an old man. I really am an old man.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I can't wait to love old man Bobby. I'm a big fan of old man Bobby.
Listen, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. What's up, dude?
I'm getting the t-shirts made. You want to see the t-shirts?
Yes. Of course I do, and I want one. Because the YKWD hoodie is one of my favorite hoodies.
This is the...
I had to steal it from Liz.
Bushcraft Party Boys.
So you ready good. For the bush?
Oh yeah,
we're going out to the woods. It's all set. I talked to the ranger this morning.
When are you guys going?
The 21st. Okay. And I had a beautiful, awesome fan. This dude, I forget his name. It's in my phone. He gave me this little Altoid kit.
You guys are going May 21st.
May 21st. You want to go? You can't go. You need to buy a tent and sleeping bag and all kinds of stuff.
I also have a job that day.
Oh, you have to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Have fun. We're going to have fun in nature. Bushcraft Potty Boy.
Cool. I'm going to... I hope a bear...
Me too. Okay. Me too. I'll fight it.
Fat gay dude comes in.
Won't. I will.
I guarantee you won't. Have you ever been close to a wild bear?
Yes.
When?
2 days ago.
What?
Well, when I was a kid.
What?
I was a kid. I was in...
How close to a wild bear were you?
Bob, you and me.
No, you weren't.
Me and you.
Me and you.
You and me.
You were bears.
Bears.
We're bears.
Bears.
There's a bear.
Whoa.
When I lived in Alaska...
oh, fuck you. How am I going to beat that? What happened?
My neighbor's dog.
How am I going to beat when I lived in Alaska?
My aunt's neighbor had a golden retriever tied up to its back.
You set me up for this, first of all, because you went, have you ever been close to a bear? And I was like, and that's like me going.
You setted this up because you went like this. You went,
Dad, if there's a bear, I'll fight it.
But this is what you did. I went like this. I went, that's like me saying, dude, have you ever dated a stripper? Because when I lived in Las Vegas.
Erica, chew.
Did you really?
I mean, I didn't really date. Well, we kind of dated, and then I found out she had a boyfriend the whole time.
This thing, so I don't know.
That was kind of a problem.
Guys.
Yeah, but there is a my aunt's neighbor had a golden retriever,
yeah,
like tied up in their backyard. Mm-hmm. Well, there wasn't a backyard. There was no fences. You could just see the backyard because it was like, you know, 100 yards away, the backyard. Mm-hmm. Dog's going ape shit, and I'm sitting on the back patio smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, it's night, but it doesn't get dark there.
Yeah.
So it's like dusk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this dog's losing his shit. Like, and I try to jump off the train. I look up the hill. There's a giant brown bear, like 10 feet away from the bear, from the dog. And the dog was making such a fuss that the bear, like...
Brown bear.
Giant grizzly bear. Yeah. Looking at this dog, and the bear was just kind of like, eh, fuck it, and just ran back up the hill.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was fucking terrified. And the bear was probably 100 yards away from me. So but I could have got inside.
Can I say something? No, I've done a lot of research. There's a certain rattlesnake that lives up in with the Catskills.
Yeah, Luis J. Gomez. That's where he's from.
How funny would that
be? Rockland County. Rockland County rattlesnake.
How funny would that be if we went and we heard and we looked and it was just Luis.
And he goes like this. Can you guys do Real Ass Podcast on Monday?
And then he just left.
And he goes, you go stand strong, get big like a bear. I'm out of here. Is that Joe Rogan? Oh, no, it's just a bear.
He's doing it in his voice.
They have black bears. But he said the chances of you seeing a black bear are crazy.
You know about black bears, right?
Yeah.
If you play dead, they still fucking go to kill you.
Yeah, they're garbage bears.
I'm not playing dead.
They're garbage bears. That's what it is.
I'm not playing dead.
Well, you are. If you run into a grizzly, you're supposed to play dead.
Well, I'm not playing dead. I'm fucking going to act big. I got bear spray. I got a bell on my bag.
Yeah, I love a bell.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
You guys got to put your foo up in a tree.
I know that. I have the. It's called cordage.
I'm Colorado Dan. These are some more. Also, don't forget to wrap up at night. Even though it might be warm out during the day, it will drop.
That's why you can't freeze yourself. You have to do brand new impressions if you wake up.
Goddamn right. Yeah, I'm like, who's popular?
Like, you're gonna wake up doing Macho Man Randy Savage. And they're like, he was president way long ago.
He's dead, dude.
I want to thank. I want to thank somebody really quick. Brand new member of my channel. Clint Byers, I want to thank you very much for joining. He is a big member of. What's going on? What's happening?
Nothing.
We just have to move it around for the other guest.
I know.
That was supposed to be like a side thing.
The whole room fucking just. You're all on camera. Okay. Remember, you're on camera. But everybody just starts whispering and shit.
Why am I responsible for everyone else?
Well, be responsible for yourself.
I am responsible for myself, Bobby.
You're yapping, you're giggling. He's fucking making noise.
Sounds more like Kermit.
I'm trying to thank somebody.
Who are you thanking?
Clint Byers.
Clint? Yeah, Byers?
Yeah, the Clint Byers. Thank you very much. Have some fucking respect for the fans.
I do. I love the fans.
Huh?
Love them. Love them.
Your tongue's weird.
We're one step closer to the 750 for the bang bang you guys are going to do. So one step closer to that.
I say we all do a bang bang with them.
You and I did a bang bang one time.
We did. I say we hit 750, we're going to do a bang bang.
Yep.
Everybody here.
It's one of the only things I bragged about.
Going to bang bang?
Yeah, where they're like, I'm like, one of the coolest moments of my career was actually having a real bang bang with Bobby.
Oh.
Where he was like, you want to do a bang bang? I was like, fucking A right, I do.
Which two places do you go?
I don't remember. I spoke a lot of
the first time being on my podcast might be one of those things.
The first time on your podcast.
Took you out of fucking obscurity.
I mean,
listen,
I still smelled like
star.
Cilantro for 3 months. I'm not a big star. I'm a character actor.
Told me not to use you just do voices. That's cool.
I just did. Yeah, Joe DeRosa said I did three. You know, you had some trust in me.
You got three voices, dude.
Dude, I hung out with him. God, I miss Joe. I hung out with him last night.
How's he doing?
He's fucking
dead.
He switched his haircut back finally, so he doesn't look like an alt-right blogger. And it's great. It's great. It's just great. I forgot that DeRosa is that guy where he's super aggressive and then super apologetic in one thing where he's like, well, if you don't fucking know, and you're like, you're wrong, Joe. He goes, yeah, you know what, dude? I'm sorry. He does that. I got to go.
But it's fun. Call that fuck. Why doesn't he call? He's supposed to call.
He's gone. He flew back to L.A. today.
I'm going
to
call him right now. Fuck him.
He's in the plane.
He's not on the plane.
He's on the plane.
I guarantee you're lying.
He's on the plane.
You're lying. You're sticking
up for him.
He's
on the plane.
Is he on the plane?
Mr. Rose.
I have a thing. I have a thing. I track his phone. He didn't know that. When
he did. Where's my find my friend?
I put
a chip behind his ear.
Dude, I found that on. I got a buddy who we found that his girlfriend installed that on his phone.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
He goes, I go, you don't have find my friends, dude. I go, that's like day one. Stalker shit, and he goes, I don't have that. And he searched.
Hello? Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
It's your pal, Robert Kelly. Remember him?
Bobby, whoever just called me, I was just thinking of you. I was in B&H.
You don't call me when you're in town and hang out?
I was here for a day and a half. That's it. I'm on my way to the bus right now.
I'm here with your pal Dan Soto that you fucking hung out with last
night.
Hey,
Joe, best buddy.
Yeah, you know what? Soto is a rat.
No, he tried to stick up for you.
Suck a dick, Joe.
I go, where's Joe? I'm going to call him right now. He goes, he's on the plane, dude. He went back already. So you can't go. I'm like, fuck you. I don't believe you. Because I don't believe him because I know he's a fucking rat. And there you are at B&H.
I got to get the bus. So I went into B&H. I'm in the bus.
What bus are you getting?
Things were real bad for Joe.
Do you want to do a GoFundMe? What's going on?
We got to do a Patrice benefit for Joe.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind, to be honest.
Joe, you got a point there. I wouldn't mind a nice benefit once every 5 years just to pay my house off.
I hung up on you.
No, that's Joe List. Hang on. Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, it's a Joe off.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, it's a Joe three-way.
I'll tell you that.
Joe's going to be calling, like, all painkillered up.
Hello, but you,
Bobby,
Joe.
I love you. My mouth is so small.
They had to go into the bottom of my jaw.
They had to get my mouth.
Hello, Joe?
Mother.
It's Joe List.
That's not Joe List.
Well.
Joe,
did they have to give your face a C-section?
Who's that?
That Brendan Sagalo just said, did they have to give your face a C-section?
That's funny. My face looks like his. It's all swollen. That's
great. Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, cool. Oh, would you have your girl's tampons in your mouth for a gag?
No, it was my tongue. I put my tongue out.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
How are you feeling, Joe?
I'm in the Screen Actors Guild. I really know how to do the necessary things to throw my voice around.
Joe, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Not great, but I'm a bit more swollen than yesterday. It hurts. Feels like I got punched in the face, but... you know, they gave me some drugs, and I've been masturbating and fingering my asshole.
Did they put you to sleep?
Yeah, they put me to sleep. They played me a couple episodes of your podcast.
Hey, thanks for the shout-out.
I love Joe.
Not today. Joe's is there a magician there? I'm missing a magician.
Yeah, we're calling. He's coming in 2 seconds. Yeah. I booked a magician for today. It's going to be a lot of fun. I thought it'd be great. Great fun because I love magic, and you're not here. I really feel bad because I know you love magic too.
I do love magic. Ask him if he knows Derek Del Guado from In and of Itself. It's a great show going on right now in Union Square.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Also, how does Joe know about underground magic? That's what Joe's into? Joe knows about the fucking punk magic scene?
Ask him if he knows Tito Longoro.
He goes, Spain. He's doing some cool stuff that not a lot of people are doing.
Dude, ask him to do this, the Wantese quarter trick. Dude, listen, I hope you feel better. Did you get the logo for the Bushcraft Party Boys?
I did, yes. I got to go get a tent and shave my pubes, but I'm down. I can't wait.
Why are you shaving your pubes? What?
Because y'all are about to fuck.
That's a surprise Ari and I are working on. I need to blow it.
Great. What, are you guys going to make a beard out of your pubes for me?
Joe knows bears won't attack if you don't have pubic hair.
Oh, this one will. Me and Ari, this is just a ploy to fuck you in the woods,
Joe.
Yeah. Speaking of beards, how's Dawn?
God, I love Joe.
I'm gonna bring this.
I love Phone Joe.
Phone Joe's great. Yeah. Because you know why he's not in the room making eye contact feel awkward with you. Yeah. He doesn't apologize.
Hey, Joe and Joe List and Joe DeRosa, you're on the phone together. Yeah?
Who am I on with?
Joe List.
Who am I on with?
Joe List.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. This is exciting, buddy. Double call.
I like Joe on pain pills. I like List on pain pills.
What are we, on your podcast or something right now?
Yeah, I'm old school in it. Like the old, when I used to use the phone, remember? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like how you didn't tell me.
You know what? You got a good point, Joe. Before you said something fucking outrageous, I probably should have told you that the wife and kids are in the car too, and you're on speakerphone.
Oh, I'm on speakerphone.
No, okay, forget it. Bad joke. No, you're on the podcast. I apologize.
I'm about to get on the Bolt bus. My head's not in the right place.
A Bolt bus?
How are you still on Bolt buses?
It's the easiest way to get to my... No, I know. It's the easiest way to get to my mom's in Jersey. Yeah.
Well,
it goes kind of where they live.
I think a car is a little easier. But... Yeah.
They have a magician on today. Maybe you can borrow some money.
I stink. I'm done.
All right, Joe.
It's not happening for me.
Are you coming back to New York?
I'm hoping to, but I'll tell you what made me not want to come back. I wanted to do Jay and Dan Soder's radio show yesterday with Keith, and they made us wait. Like we were doing Stern. They just sit in the lobby until they went to break.
Are you kidding me?
Goddamn right.
No, I think I'm finished. I think that's it for me.
Yeah.
Fucking Dan Soder, the guy you brought on the YKWD slinging guacamole.
It's guacamole, you moron.
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Yeah, that's guacamole. I'm not dosing the fucking people at Dos Caminos.
It's ecstasy tacos.
Sorry. Yeah, you shut up, you.
I said I should have made you wait longer, you ungrateful asshole.
What the fuck, Joe?
Heel turn!
Joe, I'm with you, buddy. This is what we do, yeah. Joe. We wait them out. Like, he's been waiting everybody out, like Wanda and Amy and
look
Kevin.
Where that got him. Yeah, he's at half battery power. That's what I call a stroke.
Keith is an example.
Yeah, I
fucked up.
This is how much Keith doesn't matter. He had a stroke and nobody cares. There wasn't one fundraiser.
Yeah, they just had a go. They had a half a GoFundMe.
Monroe Martin retweeted something.
Yeah, we're trying to raise $5,500 for Keith's stroke.
We'll also take a case of water.
Yeah. Does anybody have an extra cane? All right, listen.
Oh, my God.
Joe, when are you coming back or are you just going straight from there back to L.A.?
I go from Jersey back to L.A., but I'll be back, I think, next month, probably.
We got to do that podcast with me and you. Remember the one we fought?
Oh, I was there. The one with Kathy?
No, not the one with Kathy. Oh, the one with fucking Ted Alexandro. Remember that one? That I never aired it. I never
you
aired
never
it.
Aired the Kathy one.
It was so bad. No, I never, dude. I want me and you to listen to it, and then we'll break. We're gonna unwrap it.
What about the Kathy Kelly one?
I would love to do that. 100%.
The one with Ted Alexandro. Him and Ted started going at it, and then I went at it with Joe, and then Joe and me turned on each other. Ted just clicked, dude. It was so bad. I was like, I'm not putting this out.
Put it on the Patreon.
Yeah, you've done two episodes that you haven't released, yeah. And I think you need to do recaps of them both with DeRosa.
Yeah, DeRosa.
That was during Occupy. So yeah. Ted was all wound up. Ted had just come back from jail for chaining himself to a gate.
It was a hot one, dude. Yeah. I remember I was talking to Rob. I go, do I have any podcasts I don't release? He goes, you have one. And he was like, I go, what wrong? What's wrong? He goes, it was the one where you and Joe DeRosa fought with Ted Alexandro. You told me never to air this. Like, lock it in a vault. And he's like, he goes, I've listened to it. You could air that one if you wanted to. I was like, let me talk to Joe. Me and Joe unwrap this thing together. We'll probably wind up fighting 100%.
Again. I want to do it, dude. 100%. That sounds awesome.
We have to sign a contract that we will not be friends at the end of that podcast.
We'll be friends. Dude, it's from 5 years ago. I hope we've grown enough.
Well, I don't know if I have. I'm still a mental patient. All right, buddy.
I don't think I have either. All right, we'll sign a release form.
All right, buddy. Joe, List, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Not many people say this, but I've just been kind of sitting and listening and enjoying this.
I love both of you guys. We got to get to the magician. Joe DeRosa, I'll call you in the next couple. And Joe List, feel better, okay, buddy?
thanks later, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
All right. Well, I say we get to magic.
Should we?
Do we have anything else to announce?
Oh, dude,
no, that's all the the things.
So
this week, where am I this weekend? I'm at...
Where am I? Oh.
Syracuse.
Syracuse Funny Bone.
Cute.
2 days. Oh, I want to thank the guy who got me the bushcraft kit. Really quick to go back to that. Gave me a little Altoid. Walks up, big fucking country boy. Gives me a little Altoid thing, and it's a fire start, like an old school fire starter kit.
That's badass.
With all the stuff in it, you know, the flint and the rock and the stuff and the rope and the blue. And he gave it to me, and he, unbelievable. All the fans that came and gave me shit this weekend, you're literally, I love you so much. You're the best motherfucker in the world. So there you go. Syracuse this weekend. Cobbs next weekend.
Ooh, come on out.
I knew. I want to take my kid to that one.
San Francisco?
I want him to go to San Fran.
San Fran's great.
One of my favorite cities in the world.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I love it. I love it. Love the club. Molly's the shit.
Molly's the shit.
Yeah, fans are great, except the last guy who really affected me. I had a guy kicked out last time I was there. Front row, talking to his girl the whole time. Not a fan, just got tickets.
Yeah.
And he was fucking yapping. And then he looked up at me, and ever since then, not today, but... He goes, your shirt's wrinkled.
What a great heckle. Dude. What a great fucking, I'm going to leave and blow you up in 3 months heckle.
He goes, not 3 months, 4 3 months. Yeah. 6 months. I'm literally in my room ironing every.
Exactly.
Because I don't want
a steamer.
They don't work as good as an iron's quicker.
No, steamer's way
through
quicker.
T-shirts.
No, an
steamer's way faster.
I would fucking beg to differ.
We'll race. Let's race.
Buddy, I will. You want to do it? What does the winner get?
Buddy, we'll race, buddy.
Buddy, come to the Laugh Factory.
Buddy?
Los Angeles.
Yes,
Dane Cook is back. Do you want to...
I'll race you all day.
Fucking dude. I got a steamer.
That steamer gets going, you're fucked.
Dude, but you...
Just one.
First of all,
on the inside of the
iron,
shirt.
You fill the iron up with water, fill the steamer up with one, plug them in, and you go. And I guarantee my shirt is better pressed and
that's pressed.
Quicker. Quicker.
I don't have wrinkles.
Well, anyways, this guy really put a zinger on me. Now every time I'm on stage, I'm just like, I have to iron my shirt.
Putting your thing.
I just people are looking at me like, yeah, his shirt's wrinkled. What a piece of garbage. You know? So anyways, we're going to get to the magician right now. I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby, I said to Gabby, I go, I want a magician.
Open your mind.
And she went, you're a queer. And I went, you're an asshole. No, she didn't say that. I said, because I had a guy one time say, I think it was, if you like magic, you're a fucking idiot.
Who said that?
I don't know. I think it was Rogan or
That's
something.
That's ridiculous. Rogan.
Maybe it was if you believe in magic, which of course, but let me tell you something.
In magic.
I love magic. Magic is my, I love it.
Yeah, magic is great.
I didn't have little fat fingers. I could do it. My fingers aren't.
You could do it.
You could totally be a guy.
Yeah. I could not. You need a certain.
Je ne sais quoi. I need something to believe.
We could have done a way better talk show than Jay.
In the mysticism of magic.
Imagine the big bonfire with Bobby and Dan.
Oh, the tire fire. I'm on board, dude.
All right, so let's bring
let's
in. Well, let's announce him first. Do you know his name?
Yeah, his name's John Stessel.
John Stessel, who I've watched his stuff online.
He's so cool.
I watch magicians all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I love sleight of hand. I love card tricks. I think it's fucking, and I've never not been fooled. I'm always fooled.
I'm never like, I know how that happens. I always go like this. Yeah. How did you do that?
There's something, dare I say, magical.
Oh, what a segue.
Let's bring him in.
This is great.
Has he been waiting in that room the entire time?
What if a cloud of smoke and he was sitting here the whole time?
He goes, what if I told you I was the Sheik?
If he came behind that
dove flies in and he becomes
I would
dove.
Walk away because I believe he's the devil.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
I would stay because I think he's the devil.
What? There he is!
Stessel!
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, here, John, you sit right here.
Yeah, sit in the middle. We're going to switch up with you.
Dang, you don't like sitting
Hi, buddy,
next
how
me?
Are you?
I'm doing well, back inside.
Now, how important is it for magicians to look good? Because all magicians seem to, there's no like.
No, they all have steal your girl faces.
Yeah, there's no bald, chubby magician. You know what I mean?
Because my next trick is
to iron my shirt.
I've never seen a blotchy magician. You know what I mean? Like shitty skin and just.
My next trick is to turn this French fry into an onion ring.
That is your trick.
When did you lose?
What is it? Is being, because you got these green magical eyes, your hair is.
Well, that's all genetics.
Your hair is fucking awesome.
That's pure luck. It's funny if you're like, magic.
Right? Like, this is not magic.
He changed his eye color. He's like, blue.
Blue.
You're like, you have a little tiny, nice, tight torso.
Oh, thanks.
What am I doing? What's happening here?
You're praising him in a very weird way.
What if I was just an old queen and I had her just getting magician body?
Yeah.
That's my thing. I like magic body.
You know, I have a certain type. Sleight of hand.
Where's my watch?
When did you start dabbling in the dark arts?
Well, I wouldn't say
damn, it's not the dark arts!
I wouldn't say much about the dark arts.
When did you start messing around with sorcery? As a God-fearing man.
No, I started magic when I was 8 years old, so I've been doing it for over a decade.
Talking to the mic.
Sorry, I'm not used to this.
Our mics aren't magic.
Oh,
you can put those headphones on too, right?
Oh, that might help. Thank you. When you killed Dumbledore, was it
That's
this makes it a lot more sense.
Yeah. Oh,
but at 8 years old, were you like, this is awesome and I want to just learn all the tricks?
Yeah. Well, no. My sister gave me like a magic set and it had this little like green tray that you'd put a quarter in it one way and it would be there. And
I remember that
tray
one.
Around,
oh, cool.
And it would disappear. And I was like, I made this quarter disappear. I have no idea where the quarter is. I'm a little 8 year old.
Oh, yeah.
Then I like poked it halfway and I saw it was just moving over. And I showed everybody, like, this is, look where it's going. They're like, we get it, John. We get it. And my family calls me John John. So, like, we get it, John John. And it's okay.
We're
going to
call you
trick.
That too, by the way.
Yeah. John.
John John.
Fantastic.
John John. Listen,
J-O-N, J-O-N?
No, J-O-H-N. But we'll just keep it with John.
Your reaction to magic was my reaction to substances. Right. The pain goes away, but it doesn't. It just slides over and then it comes back.
I had the same reaction to she-males when I was 23.
Yeah. Oh, it's
like,
perfect.
Wait goes, a minute. She has goes, boobs goes and away. A huge
penis. This is magic.
He goes, I'm pretty sure I can make that penis disappear. Slide a throat.
Can't wait till Dawn catches on. What a dumb broad she is. You all right, Mike? Pick your fucking corn chips from this weekend? He's Mexican. What nationality are you?
I am Puerto Rican, German, Russian. I'm a mutt. I've
Where
got
you
like
from?
A lot.
Where
I'm
from
Wayne, New Jersey originally.
Wayne, New Jersey.
Yeah. Mm. So I currently live in South New Jersey, like Long Branch area, right. Monmouth County.
Yeah,
now,
right
how,
by me.
How long have you been doing magic professionally?
Professionally, I guess I started making money doing magic when I was 15.
Wow.
So for at least like 6 or 7 years now.
I don't know, but can you pick up girls with this?
I do have a girlfriend who hopefully is watching right now, right. But I mean, it could be like a little superpower in the bar. Like if
do you call her your assistant?
No, I do not.
You should.
Oh my gosh, I totally shouldn't. No,
could she fit
into
a box?
That. Yeah, she totally
do you cut her in half?
No, I do not. She would hate that. No. I think there's maybe like one video of her on my page. I do a lot of stuff on Instagram. I'm like an Instagram blogger, LOL.
Well, this is the thing with the social media now with the magicians is that you can do these quick Insta, because I follow a few magicians, and the Instagram is perfect for you guys because it's not 6 seconds like a Vine.
Yeah.
It's like a minute, and you can do these massive collages of tricks with a bunch of people outside. And it really gets you a lot of attention, right?
Yeah, I would say without a doubt, there are tons of magicians who have been using this platform to go completely viral. And thankfully, I think I have been as well.
Do you ever use magic when you and your girlfriend are like arguing? Like if you're like had enough.
What about having sex?
Both no. Both no.
Oh.
Guess where it is right now.
I love that nobody waited for his question to be answered. They just went bing, bing, bing.
Right.
Here's one. Go answer, you magic boy. Yeah. Listen to me. Look at me.
I'm right here.
Six. You were thinking the number six.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
Best trick of the day, guys. I don't even need
what
to
if
be
I
here.
Was really,
I don't even need to be here.
What if I was really a magician and I just put him under a fucking a thing right
spell?
Now? Yeah,
a spell?
Yeah.
Honestly, I was listening him back and I was really sad that they were like, what if he appeared from this curtain? We couldn't have set that up. I would have came like 6 hours
earlier. You're going to put it on me.
No, I would have came 6 hours early and just like lurked
my God,
back
you
there.
And Gabby would make a great.
Oh,
what
yeah,
a
I would have just.
Comedy
just
and magic.
Yeah. I would have just been like, oh, they're screwed. I'm waiting.
Listen, so I want to ask you a question. So you have a girlfriend. Now you could definitely pick up a lot of chicks with this. I mean, comedy comedy gets a lot, but magic must get a ton. To walk into a bar, blah blah blah, and then be like, "Hey, what's this?" and pull a quarter.
Oh, the condom disappeared.
But have you ever? Have you
check your drink?
Have you ever done it? 6 hours later,
you're getting sleepy.
No, he's amazing.
That is not a good magic trick. We don't like that one.
Bert Kreisch used to walk up to your drink if you're hanging out with him, and he'd go like this, boom, see you in a couple hours, dude.
That's really funny.
And you're like, what the fuck?
That's very funny.
Have you ever used magic in a relationship? Seriously, like, have you ever done some silly shit where they got sick of it, where they're like, all right, enough of your magic?
Oh, I would say that every relationship I've ever had, whether it be dating or just like family, all are sick of it.
They're sick of it.
Because I would say that it gets to a point, especially I'm a weird magician. I don't just perform. I invent magic tricks.
Nice.
So when Can you tell me what you, so you come up with your own.
I come up with my own
from
magic.
From scratch? Are they a culmination of other magic tricks?
I would say it's a lot of a culmination of other things. A little bit from scratch, and that's like my own contribution, mm-hmm. but it's mainly like, I'm like, oh man, I really want to link two rubber bands together. So I like go and sit down and think of like 30, 40 different ways to do it. And I pick my favorite ways and I start just kind of deconstructing and making magic tricks.
Right. Hmm. And what is your goal as a magician? Look, all of us as comics, we want to become so successful that we can tour and have our own TV show or be in movies and, you know, make money and just, you know, make people laugh and but be at a level of, oh my God, I make enough money, people famous almost. Now, for magicians, it's pretty hard to get famous, isn't it?
I mean, I would say it is, but I would say it may be like, I don't know the like, statistics behind it, but it might be similar to comedians, right? See, I bet a lot more people are interested in comedy than magic, period.
Right.
So that means that there's a lot more successful comics,
okay.
Right? Yeah. But I bet you if there was like a ratio, same thing with magicians. There are a lot of successful magicians that go on to have TV shows and professional careers that are almost famous that you may have never even heard of.
Right.
Who's your favorite?
My favorite magician? Yeah. Oh, that's a tough question.
But like who no one knows? Like who's your favorite underground magician?
I mean, I wouldn't say underground, but like probably one of my favorite magicians right now, and I work super closely with the guys, this magician, Dan White. He is like a big mentor to me. Yeah. He has a sold out show at the Nomad Hotel, and he is like just one of the most prolific performers I've seen in like a long time. So I'm actually really lucky. I work with him on his show.
Can you go back really quick? Really go back one just with the Google. Go back.
Do magicians have openers?
Click that Google. Yeah, is that him right there?
Really funny that actually really looks like a magician. I think that's my next look. So like next time I come back here, I'm going to have that mustache, that bow tie, and maybe some like glasses. So depending on who that is.
It's Omar Sharif.
Let me ask you a question. So you can make a living off of this. You can make a good living off of being a magician?
I would definitely say so.
So this guy, your mentor, he has his own, like, what is he there?
So he has a residency at the Nomad Hotel.
Okay.
And I mean, I wouldn't
that. What is that? I go into a magic show. I think I'm going to sit down. They're going to come out with some dramatic shit, then do some sleight of hand, then make a canary come out of his fucking hat, and then...
No. So the show that I work on, that may feel like what you would assume you'd go to see a magic show.
Yeah.
What Dan White and the Theory 11 team have done, if they've made something completely unlike that. Basically, they've made a immersive, interactive magic show where it's like it's in the Nomad Hotel, which is this beautiful upscale boutique hotel on 28th and Broadway. And basically, they have a conference room that they retrofitted into a magic show. So right away, you walk in, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go see this corny magic show. And then you're like walking through this beautiful hotel and you're like, are these guest rooms? Am I allowed to talk right now? Then you get into our theater, so it were, and it's just a conference room that has cocktail tables and you're getting served some of the best beverages. And then you get to see a really immersive magic show. And it's a really cool experience. We've had tons of incredible people come. And that guy that you guys put on the screen, Dan White, he's probably one of my favorite performers.
Really?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's really great.
How do you feel about the Magic Castle in LA?
I mean, I like the Magic Castle. I've never actually been. I guess I like the idea of it. Mm. But I've heard so many mixed reviews.
The Magic Castle?
What negative things have you heard about it?
Well, from a lot of magicians, it's corny and dated. From a lot of people that go, mm-hmm. I saw the best magic or I saw the worst.
Okay.
Also, it's like just professional magicians' routines. So, like, you're going to go see, you could even see me there theoretically, right? Okay. Whoever they book.
So, it's like a comedy club.
Yeah, it's kind of like a comedy club for magicians.
Yeah, but you can only go if you're staying at the hotel or invited by a member.
By a member.
That's so fucking weird, though. How do they make money off of that?
I am not sure how they make much money off of it.
So, you have to become, can I become a member?
Yeah, I would assume so.
How do you become a member? Do I have to learn a magic trick?
No, or
do
probably I just pay a price and
do I have to learn a magic trick?
What's the place on Magic.
Make
an oath of blood.
That would be so much cooler, right? Like, if they were like, the only way to get in is we need to give you a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
We need to brand you.
Yeah, like, that would make it so much cooler.
It's like becoming a main man.
Hang on right here. We got it. What is it? What, how much is it, Mike?
That's what I'm trying to find.
See, there's a price for everything.
It's just telling you what you get right here.
You get valet. Now, is this, do people live in this? Do people live in this house?
I don't believe people actually live there.
Do you?
So nobody. This is just a house.
I'm unsure. I just know it's like a castle.
Have you performed there?
I've never.
There's a 4 month waiting list.
4 month, really?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Harlem and freak black people out with street magic?
No, but I performed a bit in Times Square, and like I just go perform when I get a chance.
Should we get into it?
What is your favorite? No.
Sorry.
Get into magic?
Give me the look of
Gabby's
the
just excited. Well, she's like, can he please just do some magic
I'll fucking,
already?
When Jeez, we get into it, we'll get into it.
Just trying to look at the time.
We have to go?
No, we should get started.
Oh, all right, we'll do it that way. Don't
I like
coming. To
yeah, this is great. This is like a married couple relationship.
Because
I think we're ready to. Should we get dinner?
Well, there's
going?
Certain ways to talk to me, and there's certain ways not to talk to me. And,
no, I kind of like the idea that I come here and not do a single trick. They just ask me magical questions and I leave.
Well, because here, look at the tricks. I love the tricks. We're gonna get to them. But there's a lot of stuff about magic that I don't know. Mm. I don't know magicians. I don't want to go online and go, hey, dude, you know. To you know that you guys are very similar to comedians, that's fucking interesting to me. You kind of make it, but the comparison a little bit, but not. You're right. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of comics that you don't know that, you know, that are hilarious, holy shit talented, do tours in Michigan, and, you know, aren't fucking millionaires right now.
Yeah, but they make a living and they enjoy what they do, and it's better than 99% of the population.
Yeah, they have a house in Westchester.
Yeah, they have
a kid, a family, you know.
Pretty notable podcast.
I mean, really notable. Should be way more successful.
I mean, they've
have
had
way
a lot
more
of...
than 134 fucking members on his fucking Patreon channel! Patreon Robert Carl.
What are you doing?
Sorry, my brain just stopped.
I mean, your voice disappeared.
And I'm a fucking motherfucker. Should we get on? I'll fucking get on with you.
Oh, God.
I think at least from a comedy and magic perspective, we're both trying to do a very similar thing, which is give like the audience a moment of relief. Which
I thought you were
going to
say not have a real job. We're both doing that.
Yes.
But it's kind
of, but yours, look, we can slack. We can write a bunch of jokes that work and then kind of stay with them and whatever. If we want to take a night off, we can just cruise. You can't.
No.
I mean, you have to constantly do these tricks over and over again, because if you fuck up, we can hide our illusions.
Oh, my God.
We can hide our mistakes.
If I screw up on this, you guys are going to love it. It's going to be a field day.
I won't.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate
magic.
It. I appreciate
very sad.
It.
Don't fuck up.
Thank you so much.
If you
much.
Ruin I mean, this for me, I swear to God, I'll break your pinky finger.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair. I love that.
I don't think
but if we just started snapping fingers.
Yeah. I go, do your trick now. Go.
Either that or that's the new entrance to the Magic Castle. It's just like, we got to snap one of your fingers.
Oh,
you get
that.
In, see?
Do you ever have one of these shows where like you know you're on and you're nailing everything, but the crowd stinks?
Oh my God, it's the friggin' worst thing ever. It's like, I just shot a card, it spun behind my back and landed on my hand.
I'm always on.
Sorry, I didn't even move. Yeah. And like, that's all I got. I just got a, cool. Like what? That took like 30 years.
Cool people suck to do comedy for. They must
be
the worst to do magic for. Because cool people, when they do comedy, they go, I guess it's funny, whatever. But magic, they're like, cool.
There's just some people who are too cool for school, and they can't handle either just like appreciating something for the hard work it is. They just need to be above everything.
Yeah.
And they are the worst.
The worst in comedy, too.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
There was a guy this weekend, I was like, if you don't fucking loosen up, I'm going to make you go sit in the back. I'm not even joking. I'm like, I'm done with
great.
You. Yeah. I'm done with these people in the crowd who don't fucking come. I don't give a fuck anymore.
I yelled at an old guy in Buffalo because he had his arms crossed. And I said something up front. I go, hey, dude, cut the fucking angry football coach shit. We're going to have fun. And then halfway through the show, I go, seriously, stop fucking doing that. It sucks.
Did the kid doing this the whole show.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, are you called? He goes, no. I go, then unfucking wrap yourself.
Yeah.
I go, stop it. Put your hands down.
Can
relax.
Can we do the body language tour, Bobby? Robert, I'll do them.
There'd be too many fat jokes.
True.
What are you doing, Mike? There's computer stuff around. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do something.
Let's go.
Can I take, like, I'm trying to understand.
You can take them off,
You can take those off. Now, listen.
Let me understand where the camera is.
The camera's
right
there.
Yeah.
That's your camera.
Okay.
Now, if you need me to move that back a little bit, I can. Right, Zach?
Yeah.
Is there, like, a feed I can see?
Just curious. I just want to see my framing.
Okay, show him your
framing.
That
it really
it's tits up. It's tits up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Show him the frame. We can show you.
Oh, perfect. Look, it's me. Hey, John.
It's you see that? Up.
Yeah, right that works. Right. Perfect.
All right.
So, guys, so as we've been talking, I guess we'll just get into the trick if you guys are
all
ready.
I gave all of you a blood disease.
Ow!
I've been jerking you guys all off at the same time. We just look down. We just come in our pants.
I came. No. No, but so in magic, basically, I tried to kind of touch upon this with comedy, but we're trying to build on the same things, right? We're trying to create a moment for somebody. And I'm going to do some things that create some moments. Is that all right with you guys?
I love moments.
Yeah, I love
so,
moments.
So instead of me bringing an envelope, because I left it on the train, I made this beautiful one backstage. Mm-hmm. So
gorgeous.
This is an envelope with a question mark.
It looks exactly like my penis.
Stands for mystery. and we're going to, I mean, too bad I'm not in a good spot with lighting, but we're going to create a moment. Can you guys just like look up in there and can you see that there's something inside? Usually we pull it up to get light.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
See if you can get it. Can you just see? It's just a little.
Yeah, I see it now.
Perfect. There's something inside. Basically, this is the moment I want you guys to remember. Wait, was something said?
You can put a flashlight.
Oh yeah, if you could see it. Perfect. Someone pass me a phone if anyone.
I got one.
Yeah, this is like the worst part of the trick, but
basically this is perfect.
This is kind of like a moment you guys can see up here that there's something inside,
yeah,
right?
I see it.
It's not really anything impressive.
Yeah.
But the whole idea is that there's something inside here, and we're gonna get back to it. And now we're gonna create a moment, but I don't want you to forget that moment. Okay.
Where's my credit card?
Magic. no, but the moment here is really simple. So you guys obviously know there's card tricks, right? We're going to do a card trick, but not normal card trick. It's kind of it looks something like this. I want all of you right now to imagine a face-up deck of cards with one face-down card sticking out of it, right? So it's about halfway up. So imagine that. It's like you could see there's 5, 6, 7s, all different cards, kings, queens, and there's one card that's face down in the center. And we're going to create this moment together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is when we do things like this, people usually think of like an ace or a king. I don't want to make it an obvious card.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do this. So, Gabby, since you brought me here, I'm going to ask you a first question.
Okay.
There are two different colors in a deck
of
cards.
I technically brought you here.
Yeah, I feel like you
sorry.
Should probably ask Bobby, honestly.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Kidding. Ask Gabby.
I like my job. Maybe ask Bobby.
Ask Gabby. Ask Gabby.
Yeah, ask Bobby.
No, Gabby, I'll start with you because it's the most irrelevant question.
Personal.
Sorry, it was. No.
Mean to Gabby. Don't be mean to Gabby.
Oh, my gosh,
she's my producer. You cocksucker. I'll fight you right now.
Really nice girl.
Let's do it. No.
Only I can yell at Gabby.
Anyway, guys, so this. So we have two colors, red and black. Go ahead and pick one color.
In my mind or out loud?
Out loud. Either. You can start in your mind and then bring it out loud. But
that's how everything works.
It's that simple.
That's how
no.
Works.
It was a good question.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Black.
Black. Yeah. Perfect.
Of course.
So we'll move down. Out of the black suits, there are two suits. There's spades and clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pick one of those suits.
Well, I don't want to lose my job and say black spades, so I'm going to say black clubs.
Okay. Black clubs.
That could be right.
We're going to pass this on to you now.
I've worked black clubs before.
There are high cards.
I love black clubs.
Yeah. I love black clubs. I mean, the pay's a little late, but you get it.
Did he give you a night? Black nights are good, too.
All
right, good. Black clubs.
I'm never going to get through this.
So
black clubs. Okay,
sure,
so
going to have enough time to pull
this. There are high cards, medium cards, and low cards. Okay. Just pick one of those genres. High, medium, or low?
Low.
Low, perfect.
Of course you pick low.
So, Robert.
I already have one in my head.
No, but we're going to go for you for the last selection.
Yes.
So, low. So, I'm going to give you a range. It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Pick one of those.
Oh, so
out of the range of low cards. Yep.
Yeah.
Out of the range. 2 through 8.
All right, I got it. Say it.
Yeah.
8.
8.
8.
All right, so
don't say it twice.
No, so if we
now I want to say 7.
Okay, no. It's really important that you lock your answer in because in a moment you're going to be like, damn.
Eight.
What if I would have picked 7?
8.
Okay, 8. So if we did this correctly, red, black, we got black. Spades and clubs, we avoided the black spades, so we went to the clubs.
Yeah.
Okay, so black clubs, then we got low, and then from low, we got 8.
8.
So the 8 of clubs. Now, remember I told you there was a moment where we created a face-up deck of cards with one card face down?
Yes.
Before this show, I looked at what that card was, made a mental image, and I then wrote it down, and I put it on a prediction in this envelope right here.
Fuck you, dude.
If written down on this prediction was the 8 of clubs, would
I'm
you guys not lose
out.
Your mind?
I'm going to walk out.
I'm going to pee my pants.
Wait. Let's read it.
On back.
On back. So, guys, it's a horrible gag. I tried to be a comedian for a second.
On back.
So, if on the back of this paper is written the 8 of clubs, are you guys not going to go crazy?
Yeah.
There's nothing, you asshole.
Oh.
Not on back. Remember I said we're going to make a moment of a deck?
He just pulls
stand
it out
up.
Of his mouth.
No, what?
On my back?
No.
Whoa.
There's a deck of cards.
Okay.
Ow. Jesus.
You're clipped okay? from before here, and you yeah. guys said eight of clubs, yes?
Yes.
So look here. I can't really talk while I do this, but look.
One card face down.
Oh, no.
Dude. Whoa.
No way.
Could you please turn this over for us all?
Show the camera.
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah!
What the fuck?
Magic! That's yeah!
What if he had a little Quaid brother?
Whoa.
That
I want you to talk to my. Can you talk to my dead sister? I want you to go to the other side.
Or yeah,
ask her where the letter is. Ask her where the letter is that she left me.
Well, what if he had a? What if he had? What if he had a half a twin on his back like Quaid?
Like,
just shuffle
like
that.
Honestly, that would be like that would be the best method ever.
Of course. Yeah.
I would just be the guy that does magic tricks exclusively.
That's
on my back.
That's
nuts.
Thank
you guys.
That's nuts.
Unbelievable.
That's nuts. That's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's think.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to think about how he did it. Just, I want to say, okay, went to
Alan,
you.
Alan Magic.
Okay.
Just enjoy it.
Okay,
enjoy
so the real secret is I've been having Gabby all
end.
Day telling you all these weird like little tidbits to try to make you guys pick all these things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Let
Gabby's been conditioning you guys for weeks. This has been a very long play. The reason you wanted a magician, Gabby was like, I saw this magic thing.
Well,
last
she's
night.
Been conditioning, but look at that hair. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
We have
podcasting
fun.
In 1978.
Patreon.
All right, so listen. So listen to me. That's a fucking crazy trick, all right?
Thank you.
Crazy trick. Okay. Thank you.
please,
that's a magic.
I'm gonna start
you.
Doing that. I'm gonna be like, that's when I knew I had to break up with my girl. Thank you.
I'm ending my shows like that. I'm gonna go, thank you very much. Thank I've been Robert
I'm
Kelly.
Gonna go like this.
Thank you. I did this one time. I went like this, guys. Thank you so much. I saw a guy go. What is that?
Breakfast Club did.
Yeah.
All right, give us another trick. Give us another trick.
Yeah, more.
More.
He goes. Ah, Jesus.
I mean, I've
done all the back stuff.
No,
I know.
Do you have any more? What do you think?
Yeah,
wait, first of all,
of course.
First of all, you're gonna do one trick and walk out. What do you want? You're talking about your relationship. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm kidding.
Do whatever's taped to your crotch.
So,
what do you think about Trump?
All right, we're not. Not going there. However, yeah. What I will say is,
dreamers, okay, you for them.
Because anybody, okay.
You got Scott Pruitt. Is he running the EPA into the ground? Go.
Fuck that magic trick.
No.
Heart hitting issues. What do we do about Syria?
I mean, was it gas?
Was it really?
Okay. So, does anybody have a dollar bill? This will make sense later.
But God, I'm on a show called Billions.
I would use my
money
dollars.
Is nothing.
Oh, yeah. FYI, great show,
just
by the way.
Single bill will help.
Yeah.
Great show.
Fuck Tim Dillon.
Perfect. Say it's a great show.
The reason why
I'm
going to
say this,
your
I'm going to say this, though. Great.
Let me tell you, I know all about TV. I watch it. I lay on a mattress on the floor. And I eat
rice pudding with a cat.
And then I know about. Thank you for. Defending my job.
It's
Bobby.
I'm going to say right now, Billions is a great show.
Thank you.
It's not awesome. The Sopranos.
It's not The Wire.
But no, Billions is a great show. Go ahead, sir.
So
what should we call it? Do you have a magic
name? I love Tim Dillon, by the way.
John Stessel.
John Stessel.
Like John Stossel?
No.
Do you remember
how long it took me to get Google to say, you didn't mean John Stossel?
Well, John Stossel.
How many things I've had to do.
That name went.
John Stessel?
John Stessel, let me tell you, the reason I like the name John Stossel was he was the reporter that got the shit slapped out of him for asking Dr. Death if wrestling was fake.
Oh, that's right.
He goes, is wrestling fake? And Dr. Death goes, pow! Is that fake? Pow! And then you see John Stossel going, no.
Yeah, blood.
No. No.
Okay,
right,
so
here we go.
This is simple.
You must love us because we're so.
I literally
we're just
could have
everywhere.
Left. I could have left and you guys may have not.
He disappeared.
I just want you to sign your dollar bill, just initial it.
Cool.
The reason why we're doing this is so that you know I can't tamper this. And also, it was yours, but since so much stuff has happened, I don't want you to think that I switch it out later on.
And then we're going to give it away to a lucky fan on Bobby's Patreon.
Oh, that'll be fun. So we're going
to $25 to get a dollar.
No, we're going to do this. This will be fun. Actually, wait here.
Dude, I love the fact... Okay.
Go ahead.
But we are really doing to John what radio morning zoos do to us.
Yeah,
what's
totally.
What's a bit you got about your girlfriend?
It's totally different. I mean, you
well,
totally
Dad,
different.
So we heard you smoke weed. What's it about that?
What's it like growing up in Colorado with a single mom? That's got to be pretty crazy. Right?
You guys aren't paying. I'm paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
I'm
set up a trick.
I'm watching everything.
No, no, I just watched them.
Damn it!
Oh, would you guys like to see before I do a trick
do that again.
And learn what cardistry is?
Right. Yes. I didn't know. By the way, I didn't.
We learned a new word.
We're a little too fucking hyped up.
Can I just?
I want to learn what cardistry is.
I want to learn what cardistry is.
It's what's your name again?
Can I also tell you?
John.
John's
John
time.
Stessel.
You're going to settle down.
I realize that, but yes. I've also realized that Gabby has a magician fetish.
No, she doesn't.
She's
I do.
She's getting all hot and bothered.
No, well, they she made didn't her want the magician. She's into it because, you see, I'm the one who made her get the magician. And she went and
Thanks,
found
Robert.
John Stessel.
No.
And now he's here. She does not have a fetish.
You start mixing things.
And can you separate just a little
you go
bit,
like this,
you two?
You go, namaste.
You guys are leaning into each other. Namaste. All right? All right, hang on. John.
What's up?
What did you call it?
Cardistry. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know it was called cardistry.
Well, no. So there's magic, which is what you guys just saw me perform a magic trick or a piece of magic.
Right.
Right now I'm going to perform like a subgenre of magic. It's this thing called cardistry.
Right.
So, it starts off to kind of give you a small explanation.
Yes.
Like imagine a point in time, you guys know how a deck of cards works, right? Like how somebody cuts a deck of cards.
Yeah.
There's a point in time when people assumed you couldn't cut a deck of cards in one hand, right? Because why on earth should you be able to do this in one hand? It doesn't seem like there's enough space.
Yeah.
And then somebody realized that if you get rid of your thumb, you can actually accomplish a one-handed cut.
It's pretty
right?
cool.
Which is pretty cool,
I
right?
Bet
and
you
then
can
people...
finger blast like a motherfucker. It goes like this. He goes, and I'm not done. This was the hand that you thought I was inside. Now it's his hand.
Oh Lord!
And the wet dog noise.
What's that? That's getting finger fucked by a magician.
You go, is that a basset hound in the corner drinking water? Or is it my left hand?
Oh, Lord.
All right, go ahead.
But so
come on, cardistry.
Then people realize you could do a cut with one hand.
Yes.
So then people realize you could do that in both hands. Whoa. In different ways.
If you can do it in one hand, you can do them both.
Yeah, and then people realize that if you can do two packets, right, you should be able to find a way to do three. And this kind of broke the mold of magic. This was these things called card flourishes that magicians would do in the middle of their sets, kind of like if you were to do like a small, like almost like a throwaway joke just for fun to kind of move
nice
the pace
shirt,
along.
Nice shirt, fuckface.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that your wife or a fucking dog, you cunt?
That's, I mean, that's Bobby's, that is Bobby's club app. I've seen it. I've seen it several times. Big fan. I'm a big, big fan.
You like fat guys? Yeah. Jimmy the ass?
So kind of like those jokes that you were just demonstrating.
More aggressive statement.
Excuse me. Yeah. But no. But
what's your name again?
So like John Stessel. John Stessel. Because apparently that's my new thing. I like it. Usually my thing's waving, actually.
Bit, like I don't know his
which
name.
Which is really funny.
It's John Stessel.
I know. Okay, go ahead, John.
Please don't upset someone.
Cardistry.
But anyway, so magic had these things called card flourishes where you would do something to showcase a unique skill.
Do that again.
Do it again.
Oh, you must,
so basically,
you must be
awesome.
Now, if it's really hot out, we don't have a fan. What would you do?
If it was,
and then can you please?
No. Actually, what I really would do would be this.
That is so cool.
That's
still caught.
It was almost bad. No.
Yeah, that was good though. Let's do it again. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. All jokes aside, the idea is that cardistry is now like its own thing. So basically, they used to be things in magic. Now they're like a group of people worldwide who they don't do magic tricks. They just shuffle cards.
Now, are they do you guys not like them? Are they
considered
less than?
No. I'm both. So I would consider myself a cardist and a magician because I practice both things, right? So like, and normally at the end of my like routine that I was doing there to demonstrate it, I would kind of say something to the effect of, and then after, you know, they learned how to do the three packets, they started adding their hands together, right? So that you could, might drop, but you might start getting more packets, and then cards would start flying from hand to hand.
Whoa.
They would dance between the fingers.
That's awesome. You're like Gambit.
Just like that.
It's like Gambit on the X-Men.
Yeah. And then when you got really good, the cards would start to dance themselves.
Wow.
Je suis cardiste.
Exactly. Wow. So that's what cardistry is. It's basically the idea of
manipulating playing cards so that it's kind of like juggling, but you have 52 options instead of four.
I hate jugglers.
Well, I hope you don't hate me too much.
No, I like you. You're a cardistry.
Cardistry. I just like now that everything I say is associated with a bow and a hands up.
That could be your thing.
I respect it. I respect
my thing
art.
Is actually waving, sadly. That's like my thing on Instagram.
Let me see it. What do? How do you wave?
I'll demonstrate right now. Live Instagram video from John.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to scare that.
It's either that or this.
I'm going to take a sip of coffee and I'm going to. Show's on today. YKW, dude.
Hashtag wave. But you just have to say hashtag wave gang. It's like my thing.
All right, I'm in. I'm a hashtag
wave gang.
You like
it? I like a waving poppy.
I even have this unique clip that somebody made for me that even says
it. I rep 237 Mark Ass Busters wave gang.
Yo, dude, wave gang's the thing.
Yo, this weekend I'm in Syracuse, Funny Bone.
Wave gang.
Catch me at Moon Tower Comedy Festival next week with the Bonfire.
And that's all you need. Just wave gang.
Yo, six and a half incher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Whoa.
If you stretch my balls back with rope. All right, go ahead.
Bro. Enjoy a good titty fuck.
I can't. Oh my God.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Well, no, I mean,
Do you have another
trick?
So we learned the first trick was amazing. Now we had cardistry.
Yeah, which is the art of basically, if you want to make it simple, it's like manipulating playing cards or juggling with playing cards.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
You must be able to cheat or. Play poker and fucking really, if you wanted to, take people's money.
If I was playing in like a friendly setting at like a friend's poker game.
Right.
And to this day, they don't let me deal. But if I wanted to, yes, I could cheat people out of money.
You could.
Yeah.
That's
just because,
so awesome.
Yeah, just because the techniques that you learn doing it.
So in the Old West, you'd be fucking Doc Holliday.
Oh, yeah. And then I'd be getting
shot. An alcoholic?
If somebody called me, I'd be done.
An alcoholic with tuberculosis?
I have the lunga.
I have two guns, one for each of you. Now, you're clearly a magician. Why, you're not wearing a bustle. How lewd.
Well, why are you on oak?
You're no Daisy. He says after he steals people's money. you're talking about the lunga. Oh, he speaks German. I'm not gonna watch. You got me. I'm gonna watch Tombstone tonight after the Andre.
I'm not. I'm gonna call you and just have you do those lines. It's only part of the movie I like.
What? Tombstone's great.
Shut up.
It's got fucking Sam Elliott and Wyatt Earp. I mean,
don't
Kevin
be the
Costner.
Tim Dillon
Sam Elliott's
situation.
Worst role.
What the fuck?
Wyatt, we've got to move the home. Shut up. It stinks.
I think you're wrong about that, Wyatt. We need to get out of here. I love it.
Dude, I love Sam Elliott.
If you ever...
We give him so much time to fucking do stuff.
I could do it.
I know. He's just like hiding cards in his armpits.
I'm slowly passing them down.
Check your pockets.
I think your magic's incredible. I think your opinion of Tombstone is bullshit.
I disagree.
I do too. And you know what?
Wave gang, let's get it. Wave gang.
Wave gang.
I'm telling you.
That's how I was telling you. Hey.
It's a
Japanese. Hi, hello kitty.
You're not the first person that's made that joke. No. I would say I would get DM'd that joke. Like,
he called you a wave hack.
Yeah. He goes, oh yeah, good one. Japanese tourist girl. Everyone does that.
Yeah.
Mike just called you a wave hack. Oh shit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wave hack is my favorite. Hi. I'm doing that all week.
Hey guys.
How can he get back with Funny Bone? Because he kept waving all the time.
Guys, this next joke.
We're doing that all week. All right. I'm staring at the barrel of a camera of a fucking, like a useless background actor. Why am I staring at the camera? Go ahead. Do you just hypnotize me?
Maybe.
You have beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
Like fucking emeralds. Are they green or blue? Talk to me.
You have gypsy eyes.
Yeah, you are. Are you a gypsy?
I'm not.
Are you sure?
Not sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you guys like to see one more thing?
Yes. I would love to see one more thing.
Hell yeah. I love that.
Wait.
Dad,
where are you going to be this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit staying in the Comedy Cellar.
Well, whatever.
And then I'll be coming up. I'll be at the Providence Comedy Connection.
Website. Yo, thanks, I want to perform in the Comedy Cellar. I bet it would be awesome.
Hey, you want to do the Comedy Cellar Vegas?
Yes, more than anything.
Before the shows?
That would be like the best
thing
ever.
And then you
ever.
Go up, yeah, maybe, all right, I'll see if I can do that.
Let's figure that out, because well, that would be like a dream
That'd
spot.
That'd be badass.
That would be the coolest thing
ever.
Do you work in Vegas at all?
I mean, I have.
Okay.
I've done gigs out there, so okay. we could talk. That sounds like fun.
Where are you at, Dan?
I'm going to be at the Comedy Connection in Providence, shots. Rhode Island.
Great club. One of the greatest.
Then I'll be in Chicopee. It was called the Cabot Comedy Club. Now it's called the Loft.
Oh.
And then Comedy Mix in Vancouver. Comedy Mix in Vancouver is the shit.
Is it?
It's the shit.
I love Vancouver.
It's one of my top five clubs in the country.
Vegas. I mean, Vancouver is one of my favorite places in the world to be.
It's great. So I'll be at the Comedy Mix at the end of April, beginning of May, and then I'll be at the Helium in Portland.
We want to go through the whole fucking year.
And then
just go to dansoda.com.
Thank you.
And look at the gorgeous pictures, except for that one. I don't like
that's
that
not
one.
A good
that's
one,
a great
right?
one.
I don't like that one.
I don't like that one. Scroll up.
I'm jealous.
I'm just being
the
honest with you.
So cool.
No, I get it.
I think this one's my favorite. Ready? Right there.
Oh, that's a great
Watch
one.
Watch this. Look at those eyes.
Thanks, dude.
Let me then scroll one more. One more.
I look like the guy from
that.
The...
Look at that.
Boom. I look like the iPhone. You know the new.
Look at that.
I'm not even kidding. Gary was like this.
He's right here. I'm not even looking at him. I'm looking at his website.
I'm like, I'm right here.
I think, making her chair sweaty.
I really do. I think the apostles saw the same thing when Jesus came back 3 days later.
Oh.
They had the same look on their face.
I'm Dan a gem. Soda.
And then they said, yeah, John Stess.
So was Jesus. Until you killed him.
Whoa. Guys, shots. We're just past Easter.
Got any magic this. Acts about that?
Speaking of magicians.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh.
They
oh, okay. So
yeah, go for it.
They keep,
oh, for
they keep
me?
Me
yeah,
on track because right, so I go off track.
Perfect, perfect. We'll do this.
My ears itchy.
Dan gets to do plugs.
Guys, this is fucking cool.
You have to leave early.
Guys, I got to leave in 7 minutes. I want to see this.
Okay,
man.
Okay, that's okay.
I got it. I did the plugs.
I know.
Because I know that.
You nailed it.
So let's not fucking, let's not take the wizard from out of the fucking curtain.
Dude, there's only one wizard in the room right now, and his name is John Stess.
Hi.
Yo, this is perfect. I'm doing this in my next video. All right, guys. We'll do two things. They'll be quick. But let's just keep with the theme. So I'm gonna riffle
like
through
my wife.
The cards. Whenever you want, say stop.
Okay. Stop.
Perfect. Take your card. And you could do the same as well. We need
oh,
two.
Oh, Mike's in. Good, Mike.
There. Perfect. Take your card.
He said stop.
Guys, what remember point? Them. Remember them.
Fucking Mexican.
And now you get to help us as well. Okay. Just mind do me a favor. Just cut the cards anywhere.
Cut the cards.
Yeah, just cut the cards. And we're going to use your dollar to help us with this.
Yes.
We'll mark where you've cut. This will be important in a moment. Now, there's something that's really important. One, we beforehand, because we kind of lost track, but we borrowed your dollar and you autographed it because it's yours.
Yeah.
And then what we did was, what I just did was I had you two take any two cards out. That was fair, right? I don't know mm-hmm. what you guys have. Could you guys flip them over or show them to your camera so everybody knows? I can see them now at this point.
Oh, okay.
We have a six of clubs and a black six and a black eight. Now, that doesn't seem too impressive, but...
I've dated those.
You cut...
I'm going to keep going yeah. every time we bring this up. Joe List isn't here, so I have to fill the
okay,
role.
Okay, wait,
no. Hi!
Well, anyway, so we have a black six and a black eight. You cut the cards anywhere, and we put your dollar bill where you cut, correct?
Yeah. Such a great
so
joke.
So let's take a look where you've cut. You cut between two cards.
Yeah.
That's one. That's two. That should be the matching two blacks, the black eight and the black six.
Whoa, what the fuck?
What?
That's crazy.
And you did, well, you guys all did that yourself?
Like I'll see you later, Dan. Like
that's so nuts.
Father, forgive me for I've sinned. I've been in the den of the devil.
Wait, no, before you leave, let's do one more for you to go with.
You're going
okay?
to hell.
Well, no, I think it'll be a little better. So take your dollar bill. I want you to hold on to this. Keep this in your hand.
Okay. Dan, it's okay. Dan, it's okay.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Dan, it's okay.
Okay. Hi.
Robert, anywhere you'd like, say stop. Just say stop anywhere.
Stop.
Perfect. Let's take a look at it. I can see it as well. It doesn't matter what the card is. Okay. So the king of clubs. We're going to kind of try to replicate what we just did again.
Yes.
Okay, hold on to that bill between your hands. Okay? It's important. So guys, watch closely. I'm going to make a receipt of the king. You're going to hear this. Well, hopefully the mic will pick this up. We'll rip off a corner.
Yeah.
Show that off.
Yeah.
Here, watch the corner. So the last time the dollar bill found the cards, right? So we're going to try to do that again. Would you mind blowing on the corner? Watch. Everybody look. The corner's going to disappear.
What?
And if I told you in between your hands, in the middle of the bill, the corner appeared, you'd lose your fucking mind, right?
I'm not going to feel good about this.
That would be
what
crazy.
I want you to do.
Wait.
Robert, wait.
Go ahead.
Open your hands. Open the fold. It should be the corner of the card. No?
Wow.
Wait, remember I said we made a moment at the beginning of the show?
Oh, my God.
A moment where we passed light through an envelope. A moment that we're going to recreate right now for everybody. If you guys actually wouldn't mind passing me a cell phone. Because if we... Oh, flashlight would be perfect. Flash it at me.
How in the fuck did you do that?
If you look right here, the fibers of this bill, there's going to be... If you guys can see this, the corner of a playing card, and this was your dollar bill, and this was in between. He's gone.
That's crazy. Bobby's out. That's crazy.
I'm sorry. Between his sign bill and, you know, I mean, we could leave it here forever like this, or should we rip it open and get it out?
We should rip it open and get it out.
So look, if we rip this open, you can see that inside, this is not on the outside, this is not glued or taped, this is... like a watermark. If we rip this open and the fibers of this bill, there will be a corner of a card. And sure enough, if we match this up, this will be a perfect match to it.
How the fuck did you do that?
Guys, I'm John Stessel. Thank you so much for having me. Hi. I'm a magician. Hey, we're gang. Yes. Guys, holy thank shit. You so
fucking
much.
Fucking unbelievable.
I want to go to your website real quick.
That's fucking unbelievable.
Shit. I'm quoting both of you on the situation.
Oh, my God.
But also the most important part is this was his bill, so he gets to keep this.
No, oh, my God.
No, this is yours.
Do I keep this? Is this remnants of the devil? Can I give this to a homeless guy? I go, suck you, dick, man. This is a devil dog.
He starts hearing, like, has this,
keep this in the, I want to keep this here for the,
we should
put that on the Patreon.
BrendanSagalow.com.
Yeah, go to my website. April 19th, I'm at the Atlantic City Comedy Club, and then April 20th, I'm at the Bijou Theater in Connecticut with Shirley Edgar. And then, you know, oh, come to my Caroline's. I'm headlining Caroline's May 8th at 7:30. So please come to that.
Dude, that's awesome.
Okay,
can somebody
sure,
bring me on one of their tours, please? Come on. You guys need a magician.
I broke my headphones.
I might hit you up to open for me.
Fix my headphones?
Yeah,
I do magic, not miracles. I will not be fixing the headphones.
Fix my parents' marriage.
Fat-headed fucking asshole.
I would love one person to get mad at you destroying currency. God. Like, you know that's, you know.
Well, I mean, if you got, wait, if anybody's smart, the thing we're going to do is make a clickbait video that says, magician defrauds American government on the show.
I love that.
All right,
yes, that's a good idea.
Go to my website, robertkellylive.com. I am at Syracuse this weekend. I'm at Cobb's next weekend. I got the Fat Black April 29th, Bananas Comedy Club in Jersey, Treehouse, Charlie Goodnight. So many shows coming up. So make sure that you get your tickets at my website, robertkellylive.com. It couldn't be easier. My patreon.com/robertkelly is my channel. You guys are loving all the content I'm putting up there. I got a one-on-one with Joe List that I did. I got another one-on-one with Aaron Putnam that I put up there. Both very interesting and hilarious and fun. It's going to be up on the Patreon for my channel users only. And then, of course, in I think a week and a half, we got the Matt Sarah Live from the Shed. You'll be seeing those promos coming up very soon. Gabby, what do you have?
Follow me on Instagram. I just started a new podcast with Katie Hannigan. It's called Apodcalypse.
Apodcalypse,
yeah,
which is
apocalypse.
Very clever.
Yeah, a little like apocalypse-themed podcast. And then I have some shows coming up in Brooklyn and on the Jersey Shore.
And Mike, what do you got?
Bye, everybody.
Oh, we're going to take a photo real quick.
I love you, Bobby.
You, let me take a photo of you real quick.
Do the wave.
Not with you. Smile. No, go over there. All right, go there. All right, we're gonna
should I jump
stand
in?
Stand up straight. Yeah, jump over.
Are we going to edit that?
All right, cool.
Yeah, get
over
there.
All right, just get over there.
Yeah, Brennan, get
there. You got it? Gabs? All right, there you go.
Wait, get that flashlight out.
I'll be at the Laugh Out Loud.
I love you, everybody. Bye.
Bye, Dan.
Bye.
Everybody. Catch the bonfire. Serious exam. I'll be at Laugh Out Loud next month with opening for Big Jay Oakerson. I'll be headlining the improv for the whole week in August in San Antonio.
I will also be at the Haunted Mansion.
I want to say something about just what's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon. Justin Brandon. What are you, I love you, kid. No, dude, your Instagram is one of the silliest, funniest Instagrams.
I love Instagrams.
You did the TV.
Oh, the Growing Pains theme song.
Why did that make me? I watched the whole fucking thing twice.
It's so funny. I get that song stuck.
And then we go to your mother. This is his mother. First of all, is that just photo?
That's my mom. No, no, no. It's a video of her.
This is her video of you.
I asked her to say something nice.
When Brendan was younger, we would lock Brendan in the basement. And he would cry, and he would cry, and he would cry, and we would laugh, and we would laugh, and we would laugh. And that's why he is the way he is today.
She's a great actor, right?
I just don't know what's funnier than that. I listened to that. I did almost cry. Oh, look at that fucking.
Yo, you at Epcot 2008.
The blonde. Yeah.
Can I please click on the one the boy that used one? To get fucked in gym class bathroom.
Well, I have like Joe List mouth there. Look how tiny my mouth is.
How many
be my iPhone background, please.
How many older goth guys did you blow?
Yeah, I was like a manager of Hot Topic.
You used to go suck guys off in Hot Topics between the fart machine. Yeah.
Do you guys have any manic panic?
Hey, do you guys have a leather bracelet?
You guys have any Rick and Morty t-shirts?
Do you have a necklace for a little girl that I can wear? What else you got?
You want if you go down to the growing pains. Oh, yeah, it's that one right there.
Here? Wasting life?
Yeah.
This is so funny. Show me that smile
again. Oh, you have to go down a little bit. Oh, no.
Scroll up a little bit so you can see her.
Yeah. It's because I started running out of people that I look like.
Who is that?
It's Danny Tamborelli.
Who's that?
He's from like Pete and Pete and like.
Where'd you fire a fireplace?
I don't know.
Sack of potatoes. Who's that?
Boner? Do you remember Boner?
No.
There was a guy who played Boner on Growing Pains. He's dead now, by the way, but he...
He's Walter Koenig's son.
Yeah. Really?
Funny. Yeah, that's why he's laughing.
Very funny. Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny story. Yeah. There's a couple of people that I think have funny stories. More than a couple. You know who else has a very funny story? Kyle Dunnigan. Bring up Kyle Dunnigan.
Kyle Dunnigan's hilarious.
I was laughing at Kyle Dunnigan. Did I say this last week?
Yeah, but we didn't get a chance. We got very distracted last week.
Yeah, very distracted. Kyle Dunnigan, please scroll down. I want you to scroll down. I'll show you which one. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Right there, to the one to the right with the lady in the background. This? No, over there, right. The right, that's the left.
What's the lady in the background?
Right there, the lady in the background. See that?
This one or this
no,
one?
No. Oh, sorry. There's two ladies. That one. Yeah, click on it. Make it. Yeah, go up. Scroll up so you see the whole thing.
Guess what? What? Chicken butt. Chicken butt.
What's chicken butt?
That's what you're supposed to guess. Mom, guess what? Mom. Mom, guess what? Mom, guess what? Mom.
What?
Chicken butt. Mom. Mom, guess what?
I'm in the bathroom.
Guess what?
I'm in the bathroom.
Chicken butt. Mom, guess what? Mom, guess what?
Oh, it's 4 in the morning.
Mom, guess what? Mom. Mom, guess what?
Chicken butt.
Yay!
Yay! That's so funny.
Yay! Chicken butt.
Do you know the commitment? Yeah, do you understand the commitment to a fucking maniac you have to have to piss your mom off that bad?
That's the best.
Oh, God, he makes me laugh. Very funny. Then he does these other fucking, scroll down. Scroll up. He does, that one to the right with the down one. Right there. Right. He does. I don't know how they do this.
Oh, yeah. How does he do this?
I don't know.
Hey, girls. You excited to see 50 Shades tonight? Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I just hope I don't slide off my seat. Yeah, baby. Sorry, but if Mr. Gray starts spanking that terrible actress, I'm afraid the juice will be loose, baby.
Please stop.
Where she goes, call me Mrs. Gray. My hot pocket starts to steam up like a...
Yeah, you call it a hot pocket.
What? What am I supposed to call it? My sausage wallet? Penis fly trap?
Spy trap.
Clam jam, baby.
Oh my God.
Beef curtains?
No.
The yawning hippo? What the hell am I supposed to call it?
Your vagina. Vagina.
Vagina?
Yeah.
My vagina? That sounds so gross.
Oh my God.
Grow up. guys are drying up my banana basket.
That is so Kyle funny, Dunnigan, man. He's so good.
Cracks me the fuck up.
That's so
God
good,
damn
man.
It, he's so funny. All right, this is a fun. I love this show. Is a lot of fun. I knew it was going to be a lot of fun. I want to thank everybody listening again. I want to thank all the people that came out this weekend to all the Michigan shows and all the stuff you gave me. Really, really cool stuff. And I want to thank all the fans. And my crew here for putting all this shit together. Again, great show. You guys are the best fans in the world. We'll see you next week on You Know What, Dude.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.